Mission Druid. The Mechabe quotes a big machlekeshen of Asura. And Moshe Feinstein writes in his Shuvahs that he thinks that this whole thing is only in the Rabbanan and the Pasuk is only in Asmachta. He says that the real Pasuk goes on Kiddush Hashem, on Yehor Bal Yavar. Sometimes one is mechleif to be Moshe Nefesh, and Avodah Zorah, Gilei Rais and Shpichas Damim, one is obligated to be Moshe Nefesh, even the Tzina. But on Shar Averis, it's only Bifar Hesya, and the definition of Bifar Hesya is Bifnei Asura in Israel. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuva that he thinks that that's the din, the Araisa, that a Dovah Shabikdusha needs dominion, that's the Yehor Bal Yavar. This din he claims is only the Rabbana. He says that's why we're making here, some say that a cotton, you can be mitzarek one cotton to a minion. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes an opinion that's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that one woman is mitzarek to a minion. The conservatives would have known that for such a shita, they wouldn't have made such a big fuss. No chiddush. There's such an opinion in the Markov that it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that one woman could be mitzarek to a minion. So Moshe Feinstein writes that these coolest, you can be mitzarif an eved, you can be mitzarif an isha, you can be mitzarif a katan, and so on. This is only by the din derabbanan. He says by the din deraisa, no one would be say that you can be mitzarif a katan and then there's a din of Yehor Bal Yavar. No, there you need really asara gedolim b'nei bris anoshim. There's no kulis. Anyway, but I call upon there is a din that a dovah shebikdusha, you're not allowed to say the parchas mi asara. The question is what's a din derabbanan, whatever. What's the definition of a dovah shebikdusha? Whenever you say a bracha, is a dovah shebikdusha. They can't say Shahakal Nibadra, you can't say Hamotzi Lechem in Eretz without a minion. So obviously a bracha is not called a Dovah Shebikdusha. And what about learning Tanakh is not a Dovah Shebikdusha? Apparently not. You can learn Tanakh even be Yechidus. So what constitutes a Dovah Shebikdusha is a problem. How do you decide what's a Dovah Shebikdusha? So Soloveitchik used to work on this in his Yartzeit Roshes. He would try to give definitions. What's the definition of Dovah Shebikdusha? So part of the definition seems to be a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's neither in the form of a bracha nor in the form of a pasuk. So let's say when you say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Kol Haaretz Kvodeh, that is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. So that's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. So why do we say that Kedusha constitutes a Dovah Shebikdusha? All the three Psukim and Kedusha are Psukim. So the answer obviously is because you're not saying it b'toras pasuk. You're saying the kaddish shishim kol ba'olam shem shemakdish mosa b'shnei marim. We're quoting the shiras hamalachim. When we say the pasuk kadosh and baruch, we don't intend it b'toras pasuk. We intend it b'toras shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say the shiras hamalachim. So that's why kedusha constitutes a davar shebikdusha. Baruch Hu is a davar shebikdusha. A kaddish is neither in the shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is neither in the form of a pasuk in Tanakh nor in the form of a bracha. So by the Kedusha of Yotzeror, there's a machlokes HaRishonim, how to read a Mishnah Megillah. Whether the Kedusha of Yotzeror is also considered the Dovah Shebikdusha. So if a person is davening b'yechidus, he has to leave out that section. He says the first bracha, Yotzeror, Baruch Hashem, he says everything, but he has to leave out that part. He has to leave out a few lines in the middle with the Shiras HaMalochim. Unless you daven b'tzibur. What do you say? No. So the Mechaber writes the Chumre that there were those who say Yesh Lochish Lidivreihem that Kedusha and Yotzer is a Dovah Shebikdusha. So Yochid is not allowed to say it. So if a person is davening Bechidus, it should leave it out. Or, and Eitz is, let him say it, B'Toras Pasuk. If you say B'Toras Pasuk, then it's no longer Dovah Shebikdusha. So you mean the whole difference is what you have in mind. Are you saying it B'Toras Pasuk, then it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. Are you saying it B'Toras Shiras HaMalachim, then it is a Dovah Shebikdusha. So how do you demonstrate that? That you're saying it b'toras pasuk, and therefore it's not considered Dovah Shebikdusha. So Mechaber writes, Yamrana b'nigin b'tanim kikari b'atar. Let him say it with the truck. If you say it with the correct truck, you have to have a seder that has the correct truck in it from Yecheskel, from the Pesukim Kadosh and Baruch, to say it with the truck. And the Rama says that Pashat HaMinik is for HaRishayna, that Yachad Rai Mekdusha de Yaitzer. That the minig by the Ashkenazim is that we consider Kedusha of Yotzeror is not considered a Dovah Shebikdusha. That everybody always says it B'toras Pesukim. It's always recited B'toras Pesukim. So it's never a Dovah Shebikdusha. So therefore, Yochid may say. So let's say, the Mishnah Berurah has later. Let's say in the Shul they daven very quickly. And I know that if I'll start the Bichas HaShachar with the Chazan, it goes straight. They'll finish Chazor HaShas before I get to Kriyat Shema. So let's say I want to start davening a little bit in advance. So I daven in advance. The Mishnah Berurah even says a possibility I should start Shemona Esrei in advance. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be makdim the tfilos or the tfilos at Tzibur. You're not allowed to start davening Shemona Esrei before the Tzibur means to start before the Tzibur, finish before the Tzibur, and walk out. That's improper. The guy walks out in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. He's going to walk out or in the middle of Tefillah Balachas. He's going to daven test. He's going to start before them in the base medrash. Let him daven at home. Let him daven in the side room. But the daven in the shul, but mokum shatzibur mispadlem to be marked in Tefillah of the Tefillah Shatzibur. To start early, finish early, and walk out in the middle. So that's as if he's mivazed the Tefillah Shatzibur. Well, let's say he starts early because he knows he'll never be able to finish the Tefillah Balachas before the chazan begins the chazaras hashatz. And the Mishnah Berurah writes a possibility that that's permissible. So some people do that because they want to daven slower. So they start the Birchas Kriya Shema before. So let's say the person is going to say Birchas Kriya Shema before. By the time he's going to get to Hashem Elokeich Hanemes, the chazan is going to say Baruch. Let's say. So we'll have to see the din. Is he allowed to answer Baruch in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema? So let's say he's going to start Shmon Esrei. When they're up to Kriya Shema, whatever, he's going to be starting Shmon Esrei. So in such a case, according to the Ramah, he should say the Kedusha of Yotzer. He should say Kadosh Kadosh. The question is, he's going to be at the end of Bezus Arusein Atahum Me'olam. He's going to say Batilos L'Kel Ayon. He's going to be over there. So should he answer the Kedusha of the Tzibur? So one could argue the point and say it should depend on the machlokes, the mechaber, and the ramah. According to the mechaber, that the kedusha of yotzer is a davar shebekedusha. So there are rules and regulations. If one is in the middle of birchas kriya shma, he answers the davar shebekedusha. One is in the middle of birchas kriya shma, and the chazan is someone is saying kaddish, or someone is saying kedusha, someone is saying baruch hu. So then we'll see that the coming simonim that he's supposed to be mafsik in the middle and answer the davar shebekedusha. But if he say that the Kedusha of Yotzer is not a Davish of Kedusha, like the Ramah says, and that's the common practice by the Ashkenazim, that even when one Davish Mechidis, he does say the Kedusha of Yotzer. So he already said it, assuming that it's not a Davish of Kedusha. So then, Al Pipash, this one could argue the point and say that he's not Mechuyev to answer, he shouldn't answer Kedusha if he's in the middle of Ezra Sabbatain or in a place where he's not supposed to be Mapsik, because, so they're saying Ksukim, it's not a Davish of Kedusha. I think that's not correct. We spoke about this. I think it's not correct because the pashtus is the Ramah is saying that you're permitted to say b'chidus. You don't need a minyan. It's not a davar shebekedusha. But if you make it into a davar shebekedusha, it becomes one. If the chazan says l'gemosam baruch yameiro, everybody screams out kadosh 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 b'kol ram. So then you made it into a davar shebekedusha. So then the pashtus is, let's say this fellow davened in advance and he already said kedusha the yaitzer. And now he's towards the end of Ezra's Havasein when the Chazan is up to Kedusha the Yotzer, and he says, the Chazan says out loud, everybody should say Kedusha, so he should answer also. The Chazan makes it into a Davar Shebekedusha if you have Amir of the Aniyah. So the Pashto says he should answer the Kedusha then. Yeah, that's where we left off last time. In Sif Hey, on page 185, Sif Hey, the last Sif in Nun Tes.
Can we determine what's considered Shir Hashanah in the context of Zraha and the Brit Mitzvah, not in the context of Zraha, because the Shir Hashanah is going to be in the Zraha?
Yeah.
The
Bracha, yeah. He's saying in the Nusach of a Bracha. Bracha is a Shevach, but that's not a Davar Shebekedusha. Brachas are not a Davar Shebekedusha. But this is not, this is inserted in the middle of a Bracha. This itself is not part of the Nusach of Bracha. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah has later that the best form of Tefillah B'Tzibur is to start the Shir. You have 10 people saying some word or another in all voice. One is saying Baruch Atah Hashem Svasai Tifach, the other one is saying Magen Abraham. So if you have 10 people all saying one word or another in the first Bracha of Avos together, that's the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the second level of Tefillah B'Tzibur is at some part I'm saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem, and they're saying Hamaruch Hashem Yisrael Vashor. That's a lower level of Tefillah B'Tzibur, as long as part. So in this case, the Mishnah Berurah raises such a possibility later, that if he knows he's never going to get Kedusha every day, the minyan that he davens, he just davens too fast, and he doesn't want to ruin his davening by gobbling up every other syllable. So he raises such a possibility. Maybe you should start davening in advance. So you'll have a lower level of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but at least you'll get the Kedusha and the Chazaras Hashatz. That's later. When he talks about Tefillah B'Tzibur, we'll get to it. We're going in order. Yeah.
Possible that one is making a Kedusha or davening regular. Sorry, with the Tefillah, you can stop by Chayim Yisrael. then say Kedusha, Lasibur, and continue on Shema Esra.
Had Mechaya Meis Mishin Enter the Kedusha of Yotzer Or?
No, the regular Kedusha. Down into Mechaya Meisim, then just wait until the rest of the Sibur finishes. Then you have Kedusha and then Mishra.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that says in Shulchan Aruch also. The person is up to Mechaya Meisim and the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, so he answers Kedusha with them. Yeah. Kedusha's Yotzer is a discussion later in Shulchan Aruch, I think. If one is in the middle of Shmon Esri, up to Mechaya Meisim, and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha of Yotzer, so I think it says we don't say along with them. I don't remember. I think it says you don't say along with the Tzibur. Here in Sif Hei, the last Sif in Simen Nun Tes, it says in the Be'er Avela, this is a quotation from the Yerushalmi. You need a little background here. Mishnah Berurah gives you part of the background. There is a Gemara in the beginning, in Brachos, the beginning of Shlosh Sha'achlu. Shlosh Sha'achlu talks about Bichas HaMazon and Bichas HaMazon B'Zimun. So in the Bichas HaMazon B'Zimun, Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Talmud, the practice was that, let's say you have 3 people or 10 people, you don't have everybody saying Bichas HaMazon. One person, the Mizamen, recites the whole Bichas HaMazon, all the other people listen and they answer Amen. Yeah. What does it mean, the answer Amen? That's what it's based on. So the din usually is, let's say somebody says Kiddush HaHavdalah. Someone says Kiddush HaHavdalah, and I want to be Yotzer with their Kiddush HaHavdalah. Even if I don't want to be Yotzer, everybody said Kiddush HaHavdalah. Someone else saying Kiddush HaHavdalah. So the din is, he's supposed to answer Amen, even on a bracha that you don't want to be Yotzer. And even more so, there's more of a din like that. If you want to be Yotzer with the bracha, so it's preferable to answer Amen, because Kol Hayin Amen, Kiddush HaHavdalah bracha mitiv domi. Even if a goy says a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to say Amen. If a goy gives you a bracha, have a nice day, Rabbi, or God bless you, you know, so you got to say Amen. So whenever a nochi gives a bracha, either to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to a boss of a dog, if it's a proper bracha, then you're supposed to say Amen. So that's if it's, I'm not being yotzei with his bracha. Kolshken, if he's saying Kiddush, if someone's saying Kiddush, Abdullah, I want to be yotzei. So there for sure there's a din l'chatzila to say Amen. But the other din is, Shameya, the Gemara in Sukkot, Lamed Ches, raises the question, a person heard the Kiddush and Abdullah, but he didn't answer Amen. Is the Yotzer B'dieved? And you say, no, if he didn't answer Amen, he's not Yotzer. So the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara says, all the rabbis and the scholars and the professors and the Sofrim and the Shochtim, a strange Gemara, they all came to the conclusion that the Yotzer. What are they quoting? All the professors and the doctors, and that's what it says. Sofraya, everybody says that you're Yotzer. Okay, it was a consensus of opinion. That's the Gemara Sukkah Daf Lamechet. Everybody says that even Shameya Keoina, if you just heard the bracha, even though you didn't answer Amen, you're also Yotzer. Does that apply as well by benching Mizuman and by Chazoras Hashatz? So the Mishnah Berurah raised the possibility that not. That's on page 184 in the Bir Halacha when he writes Benachas. He writes Dibra Maschal Benachas. The Efsher Afli Yikuva, maybe even B'diyebet, if you don't answer Ramin, you're not Yotzei. I'll soon explain in a minute. Rav Soloveitchik had the Yukim and others, Rav Leib Malin, they have the Yukim from Rambams like that. That the Rambam writes in the first parak in Hilchos Brachas, whenever you hear a bracha, you have to say Amen. And certainly more so, even if the bracha, even if you don't have to be Yotzei with that bracha, and certainly more so if you want to be Yotzei with the bracha, Lachatchil, you should say Amen. And B'diyebet, if you didn't say Amen, you're Yotzei. And then the Rambam, in a few places, writes it again by Benchim Zuman and by Chazor Hashatz. The Rambam writes, and everybody answers Amen. Why does he mention that everybody answers Amen? He already said in Perek Aleph and Uchlus Brachas that whenever you hear a bracha recited, you have to say Amen. So why does he have to repeat it by Chazor Hashatz? It would appear a little bit from the Rambam, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, that if you don't have Aniyas Amen, you're not Yotzei B'dieved. Because why? Because these two cases of Chazor Hashatz and benching Mizuman are really not based on Shamea Koine. It's hard to say Shamea Koine because the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran quotes from the Yerushalmi that all over the din says Shamea Koine with 3 exceptions to the rule. It can always be Yotzer with someone else's bracha. There's no problem, Kiddush, Avdol, and so on. But there are 3 cases where it's not proper to rely on Shamea Koine. One is Kriyashma. It's not proper to rely on someone else's Kriya Shema. It's for the purpose of Kabbalah Samach Shema. So you should say the Kriya Shema yourself. That's where they quote the famous comment, and then it is only going. Why does it say in the beginning of Bracha is the expression that appears in the Mishnah is Me'em Asai Korin Es Hashma Bo Arobin. When is the Zman of Kriya Shema that everybody says Kriya Shema? Korin in the plural. And in Megillah it says HaKori Es HaMegillah. Kori Es HaMegillah, the Balkori can lay in the Megillah, Aymed, Yoshev, and so on. How come over there it has Kori? Why doesn't it say Korin Es HaMegillah? You read the Megillah. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that by Mikra Megillah you have one Balkori who lays for everybody and everybody's Yoshev with Shemei Kaina, as opposed to Kriya Shema, that each person has to say his own Kriya Shema. That we don't permit Shemei Kaina. So that famous word in the name of the Vilna Gaon pointing out that by Megillah the Mishnah uses Lashon Yochid, Hakareis HaMegillah, Omid V'Yoshev, and by Kriya Shema says in the plural Korin, that word is from the Vilna Gaon, the singular versus the plural. But the din that he's driving at, that's what the Rambam quoted from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's not from the Vilna Gaon. That you don't allow Shemer Kaina by Kriya Shema. There's one exception to the rule. Second exception to the rule is Bichas HaMozen, eating, bracha before and after food. Why? You're not relying on the other guy to eat the food. Why don't you rely on him? Let him eat busy, so let him eat breakfast. The answer is no, you want to eat breakfast on your own. You don't want to rely on his eating breakfast. So if you're not relying on him for eating the food, so you shouldn't rely on him for the bracha either. Both the bracha before and the bracha after. You should say your own bracha. And the third exception to the rule is tefillah. If you have a problem, someone is sick, or you have a final, or you're applying for a job, or you're worried about a shidduch, whatever, you want to have children, the children are not healthy, whatever. So if you have a problem, so you should be mispala, talk to this bracha in person, rachmik. If you need the bakashas tarachim, how does that expression go? Ask for yourself. I forgot already. No, it's in Goyisha literature. Forgot already how it goes. Okay. In Goyisha literature, the guy says, ask for yourself. Whatever. So these are the three cases where you don't say shamer kaina. Yeah. So what does it mean? You don't say Shemer Kaina, but the Gemara says by Birchas Hamazon, if you have two people after bench, they can't bench Mezilman. Mezilman, you have to have a minimum of three. So if you have two people, you can't have one person bench and have the other one. You'd say Mitzvah Lecholik. Each one has to say the benching on his own. But what happens? The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara. What happens if the two people after bench, one of them knows how to bench, the other one doesn't know how? He doesn't know how to bench. So if you have a sefer and a boor, so then the Gemara says the sefer mevarech, the one who is the scholar, should say the benching. Ubur yotze bibachos, the one who's an amoret can be yotze with shemei kaina. Aye, but you just said there's not shemei kaina in benching. So the Vilna Gaon on Hilchas Birchas Hamazon writes that this whole din of Yerushalmi that there are three cases where we don't allow shemei kaina by Kriya Shema and by Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Hanenin before and after food and by tefillah. This is only the Rabbanon. The din min HaTorah is that you allow Shemer Kaina in all cases, including these three. The whole din that by Kriya Shema, by Birchas Hamazon, you don't allow Shemer Kaina is mid the Rabbanon. So the din the Rabbanon is Heichad Efshe, Heichad Olay Efshe, if he doesn't know how. So you have no choice. So then you do rely on Shemer Kaina. What if it was a case of Efshe? Let's say it wasn't a study for a boor. There were two suffering. There were two scholars. And one of them is lazy. So he tells the other guy, there's no mezilma, he tells the other guy, you bench and I'll be yotzei with shemer kaina. And he answers amen at the end. So would you say, since he's in violation of the din de rabbanon, and it's not a shas hatchak, he's not even yotzei with the eved, would you say no? The old din de rabbanon, how can you say that it's even makib with the eved? It's b'shas hatchak with mekel, if you have a sof and a boor. So b'shas hatchak with mekel, so usually b'shas hatchak with mekel, because we say shas hatchak is ki the eved dom. But if you say that even b'di'evet it's no good, in another case, even b'di'evet if you don't say shemei kainas, how can you be mekel b'shas hatchak? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Usually the rule is that shas hatchak when mekel l'chatchila because shas hatchak k'di'evet. So whenever something is mutar l'chatchila b'shas hatchak, it's usually taken as 99% of the time it's taken as an indication that b'di'evet, even shloi b'shas hatchak, it would be good. And here, this is you have a 1% of the cases, there's an exception to the rule. That b'shas hatchak l'mekel, but if it's not a shas hatchak even b'di'evet, it's no good. So this is the machlokes the Mechaba has in Hilchos Birchas Hamozen. If you have two people, each one knows how to bench on his own. And they didn't have a mezumen, the only two people, there was no mezumen. And one said the benching, and it wasn't necessary for the other guy to be yotze. He can say the benching on his own, but he didn't want to say. And he says, Zom, and he wants to be yotze b'shemei kaina, so that's 2 days in the Mechaba, whether b'di'evet you yotze or not. Fine. So what happens if you have a mezumen? How come Mizmana Mishnah, Mizmana Gemara, the practice was that the Mizamim said the Brichas Amos and the others didn't say anything at all. We just said that you're not supposed to be the Rabbanon L'chatchila, at least you're not supposed to be Lion Shemei Koina. So the answer is that's not a din of Shemei Koina. That's a special din of Mizumin. Mizumin is the whole group off is one Brichas Amos. And the same is true regarding Chazoras HaShat. Chazoras HaShat is not pshat that everybody, those who don't know how to daven, are yotzim with Shemei Koina. The Chazor says the brachas and they say Amen Kalon, Amen Kilo Hotzi Bracha Mepiv Domi, or Shemei Koina. No, it's a din that the tzibur offers one tefillah together. It's not based on Shemei Koina. So that's why the Mishnah Brura raises such a possibility, and the Rambam is such a mashmoes that Ani Asamin is ma'akid b'diyevet here. Ani Asamin is never ma'akid b'diyevet when you're talking about Shemei Koina. Someone says Kiddush Avdola l'chatchila, I want to be yotzim l'chatchila, I should say Amen b'diyevet. If I didn't say Amen, I'm yotzim. But here it's not a din of Shemei Koina. Here it's a vart. The whole tzibur together is offering one benching. You can't say tzibur, it's only three people by mezumah. The whole rabbim, the whole chabura together is offering one brichas hamazon. The whole tzibur together is offering one shmoneh esrei. Tfilos ha-tzibur. So when it's a tfilos ha-tzibur or a brichas ha-chabura, a brichas ha-rabbim, a brichas ha-tzibur by benching, so then there's a markum to say, quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah on page 184. Quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah like that Ani Asamein is Ma'akeh B'diyevet. So this concept that whenever you have a bracha that's intended for a whole rabbin, Tfilos HaTzibur, Abichas HaMozim B'chabura, has a different status, it's a different halacha. It's not that everybody's Yotzeh B'Shemei Koina, it's a different word. This has another nafkamina ladina. One nafkamina is that it may be that Ani Asamin is Makeh B'diyevet. The other nafkamina is the riff quoted by the Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Shlosh Shachu. This man, Gemara, when they benched Mezuman, only one person said the brachas, and everybody said Amen at the end. They didn't bench on, they didn't bench along. This man is that, the Mechaber recommends everybody should bench along. So in the Gemara, Tosfos quotes from the riff, that the Rif interpreted the Gemara, Tosis interprets it differently, but they quote from the Rif that in the Gemara it would appear that you don't necessarily have to have the same person bench Mezuman from the beginning till the Olam Arich HaSrein, until the end of the whole benching. You can split it up to different people. So one person can say till Azamas HaKol, another person can say out loud Nogelachot till Alaretz HaLamoz, and the third one can say Rachim, and the fourth one can say HaTayvah Meitiz till the Olam Arich HaSrein. You can break up the benching into four brachas, and each bracha will be said by a different person. So the Rif learns, but you can't break it up into five or six brachas. You don't allow that one bracha should be broken up to two people. Why not? What does it mean there? You don't say Shemei Koina on a half a bracha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kasha, there's a Gemara in Daf Chof that says you do say Shemei Koina on a half a bracha. Would appear from the Gemara, let's say you're saying Kiddush. So I'll say the first line in Kiddush. We don't know how to say Kiddush. So each one practices a whole week long, a group of Bali Chuvah. No one knows how to say Kiddush. So each one practices a whole week long, one line in the Kiddush. It comes Friday night, we alternate. So I say the first line, you say the second line, he says the third line, he says the fourth line. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a Shemei Koina. You can say Shemei Koina on a Hefer Bracha also. You can say on a word. He used to say from the Satna Rebbe, he was a very sharp cynic. He's got very sharp jokes. He's known for his sharp jokes. So he made fun that in America, when you have a wedding, they mechabit so many different rabbanim with brachas under the chuppah. Years ago, they mechabit one rabbi who was Masada Kiddush, and he said everything from the beginning to the end. Now there's so many rabbis that they have to mechabit one rabbi with this bracha, one rabbi with that bracha. So he said the day will come that there'll be mechabit one person to say bu, and one person to say rich. They'll break it up in the syllables, burich. Yeah, I don't know what the din is when they say Shemei Koina on syllables. That's his humor. That was his joke, maybe. But you do say Shemei Koina on a word. You have one person say Baruch, another person say Atah, third person will say Hashem. You do say Shemei Koina on a word at a time. But over here, so this is the kasha that the Achrayim ask. There's a sefer Birchas Rosh. Birchas Rosh on Brachis and on Nazir. The Birchas Rosh part of the sefer Birchas Rosh on Nazir is printed at the back of the Vilna Shas. The Haggah is from the Birchas Rosh. The rest of the Sefer is not. Anyway, this Sefer was authored by a Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojina, who used to give Shurim in Valojina during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Valojina. And these Ambrachas and Anozit, these were the Shurim that he gave in Valojina. So in the Bichas Rosh Ambrachas, he poses this Kasha. How come, he quotes the Kasha from Rebbe Kivega, I think, how come over there, on Daf Chof, it's clear that you say Shemei Koina on a half a Bracha, and here the Rif in the beginning of Perek Shlosh Shachla says, you don't allow Shemei Koina. You don't allow a person to say part of a bracha. So So he says the teretz is, there are different teretz, and the stipel that calls different teretz, my bracha. So the generally accepted teretz is that it depends, is it a bichas ha-tzibur or is it a bichas ha-yachid? By kiddush, you can have one person say one word, another person say another word, and you say shemei kain, and you have a bracha. But by chazaras ha-shatz, a bench in mezumen, there it's a bichas ha-tzibur. It's a bichas ha-tzibur, so it's a different din. So by a bichas ha-tzibur, you're not yotze with shemei kain. It's not that everybody heard the first word, then everybody heard the second one, everybody heard the third one, and shemei kain is if everybody said. No, you don't want everybody to say. You want the bichas ha-mazen b'chabur, the mezumen, the whole group should offer one benching. So the whole group has to offer one benching. Not shemei kain is considered as if every single member of the group was yotze the bench and everybody said his own bench. No, it's not based on shemei kain, it's a different din. So there the Rif interprets in the Gemara in the beginning of Shlosh Shachlo that you have to have one person say at least the whole bracha. You can have one person say all the bracha, so one person can say one bracha, one person can say another bracha, one person can say the third bracha. So this din appears in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei with respect to Birchus Kriya Shema. The practice in the days of the Shulchan Aruch was, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't have this practice at all, and the whole Sif doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Here, that's the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. On page Tzadi Gimel, that's page 185, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Chavtes, Zed Dafke Bizman Shayinogim Lahotze Birchus Kriya Shema. That one person said the Birchus Kriya Shema, and the Tzibu didn't say. Bizman Hazeh, the whole Sif doesn't apply. So what he's saying over here is, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, there were communities where they had a practice that only the Chazan recited the Birchas Kriya Shema, and the Tzibur did not recite. And so how was everybody Yotzei? Everybody was Yotzei with Shamea Ko'ina. So they're not so happy about Shamea Ko'ina, because just like you don't allow Shamea Ko'ina on Kriya Shema, that was Yerushalmi. That's one of the three things that you don't allow Shamea Ko'ina. So you really shouldn't allow Shemekana on Kriya Shema, on benching, and on Tefillah. So just like on Kriya Shema you shouldn't allow Shemekana, on Birchas Kriya Shema also you shouldn't allow Shemekana. But nonetheless, it says there's an exception to the rule. If you have Basara, if you have a minion of 10 people, and the Chazan says the Birchas Kriya Shema, if you have one person who doesn't know how to daven, one person knows that two people are davening, one knows how to daven, one doesn't know how to daven. So that's like Birchas HaMazon. So if I'm a Baruch HaBur Yotze B'Birchasai, let's say a person has a problem with his throat, and the doctor said he's not allowed to speak at all, not allowed to talk. So Mamsha, he has no choice. He has to be yotze with Shemei Kain on the Kriya Shema also. He has no choice. He has the other person say Kriya Shema, he'll be yotze with Shemei Kain. Shas HaTchak, we allow Shemei Kain on the Kriya Shema. But let's say over here there's no Shas HaTchak. No Shas HaTchak. You have a minion, all the people know how to say the Birchas Kriya Shema on their own, but they chose to have the Chazan recite the Kriya Shema for them. So on the Kriya Shema we don't allow it, even Basura. And on the Birchas Kriya Shema, there are more rights on page 184, we do allow it. Aval Pisha Hubaki, the Shlech Tzibi Kibi Maitzi, all the people in the Tzibi on the Birchas Kriya Shema, even though they're Baki and there's no Shas Adchat, it's not like Sefer Abur. Sefer Mavarach Abur Yaitzi, that's okay, provided that you have Asura. But you shouldn't do it B'pachas Mi Asura. That's what the Ramah quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, the last line in the Ramah on page 184. If you have Asara, then you allow it. Why? Because it's the Chazan says the Bracha as a Bichas HaTzibur. The whole Tzibur together is offering a Bracha. So it's not that you're relying on Shemei Kaina, it's like benching Mizumin. It's not that you're relying on Shemei Kaina, it's considered as if each and every person offered his own benching. We don't want everybody to say his own benching. We want the whole Chabur to offer one Bichas HaMazin. So here also, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, where everybody's Yotze with the Bichas Kriya Shema of the Chazan, there's room to argue the point in the name of Rabbeinu Yoni, says, and Misha Meso, there's room to argue that the Aniyah Soman will be Me'akid B'Yevid. Because just like you shouldn't say Shemei Koina on the Kriya Shema, you shouldn't really say Shemei Koina on the Birchas Kriya Shema either, unless it's done B'Tzibur. The Kriya Shema, even if it's done B'Tzibur, you don't allow Shemei Koina. But the Birchas Kriya Shema, if done B'Tzibur, then you do allow it, because it's not B'Torah Shemei Koina, because all Tzibur together offers a Bracha. So that's the premise of this Yerushalmi in Sifei. Yerushalmi is making all these assumptions in Sifei, that the Chazan is saying the Birchas Kriya Shema out loud, and then the Chazan, let's say, doesn't have a Siddur, and he's nishtatik in the middle. He got lost, he doesn't remember what he's up to. He doesn't remember what he's up to. And then there's one person in the Tzibur who's saying the Birchas Kriya Shema on his own. He's not relying on the Chazan. He says his own Birchas Kriya Shema. He already finished Abacha Bar Misol B'Yavo. He already finished Yotzer HaMoros. He already finished the Bracha. And then the Chazan is fumbling in the middle of the bracha, and the Chazan is saying the whole bracha out loud to be moitzi the tzibur who are not going to say the bracha on their own. There are bikiyim in the tzibur. But many became on the tzi, but don't want to say the bracha. They're lazy. They want to be yotzei with the chazan's bracha. So the mechaber writes here: if the chazan fumbles in the middle and he can't figure out how to finish the bracha, and you have to have someone else take over tachtov. So there's a mishnah in brachas that says, let's say the chazan in the middle of chazaras hashatz fumbles and he can't complete the bracha. So yamid achet tachtov, you get another chazan to take over, and he begins mitchilas habracha. Why does he begin mitchilas habracha? Let him begin in mochem she pasak arishon, because the answer is like the Rif said, that by chazaras hashatz and ben shemizulman has this one thing in common: they're both brachas of the chabura, a brachas of the rabbim, a brachas of the tzibur. And you don't say Shemeh Koine Bechlal on that. It's a different word. It's not based on Shemeh Koine as if everybody said. Everybody daven already, Tzvila Balachas. But you want everybody to daven again, Chazaras Hashatz. You don't want everybody to daven. You want the whole Tzvila together should offer one Chazaras Hashatz. So that, it's a different word. The one who says the Chazim, who says the Brachas, is saying it Betaris Bechas HaTzibur. So that's the din in the Mishnah. Yamin Achet Tachtel, Yaschel Metchilos Osa Brachas Sheposer, Shetol Boharishon. So the Rishami says that din in the Mishnah that's formulated in the Mishnah in the Gabi Chazaras Hashatz, and the Rif interprets that the Gemara in the Bavli formulates a din in the Geir to Ben Shemizuman. So the Rishami says the same din applies to Birchas Kriyashna. That's the background of this din. So the Mishnah Berurah says Bismana that everybody says their own Birchas Kriyashna. No one's Yotzi but the Chazan's Brachas. The Chazan is just like an MC. It just says, Ochadosh Atzin Toir, just showing everybody what we're up to. Everybody should synchronize the davening. So he's not offering a Trilos Atzibur. So then he says the whole din doesn't apply. That one already finished the bracha should stay over from the beginning of the bracha to be motzi the tzibur. He's not being motzi anybody. You shouldn't repeat the bracha then. But Bizman HaShulchan Aruch, that they had communities that this was the practice, and by some of the Svardim they still do like that. That the Chazan says the Birchas Kriyashma, the tzibur does not say. They just listen and then they yotzei. So then if the chazan fumbles in the middle, he faints, whatever, and he cannot complete the bracha, then yamin achet tachta v'yaschem et chilos oisa habracha. It's the same as chazaras hashatz. So now takes over the Yerushalmi. This is all the assumptions of the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi has a chidush agabi chidush on top of that. Now it says like this: the first bracha yotzer ora bari choshech is treated as one long bracha from yotzer ora bari choshech till yotzer hamoros, or no? The Rishami says it's treated as two brachas. From Kiddusha, the Yotzer on, the Kel Baruch Nimoisi Teinu, that's considered as if it's a separate bracha. And up until then, it's considered one bracha. So if the Chazan fumbled in the beginning somewhere, the new Chazan that takes over has to start all over again from Yotzer Rav Baruch Hosha. But if they finish, Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Komo, and then the Chazan, the old first Chazan, fumbles in the middle of the Kel Baruch Nimoisi Teinu, so the new chazan takes over after the kel baruch nimoisi teinu. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. You treat it as two separate brachas, even though it's one bracha. In the minyan of brachas is one bracha. You treat it as two separate brachas. So that's the question: why should that be so? Why should the Yerushalmi say this? So the Mishkan of Yankiv, right in his tshuva, he thinks that this mechaber quotes this Yerushalmi in Sif Hei. This is Lishitasa and Sif Gimel. He thinks that the Yerushalmi, he says the Ramah, what to disagree with that? The Ramah says that the Kedusha and Yetzirah we don't treat as a Davish of Kedusha. Yachid says it. Says according to the Ramah, everything blends in, it's all considered part of the Nusach HaBrach. But according to the Yerushalmi, you see that it's not so. The Kedusha of Yetzirah stands up as something separate, as a separate entity. The Ad Kan is considered treated like one unit of a Bracha, and Kam Yeluch is treated like a separate unit of a Bracha. Why should it stand out as something separate? Obviously, the Yerushalmi thinks that it's a Davish of Kedusha. He thinks, the Mishnah Yankiv thinks, that this Mechaber and Siv Gimel and Siv Hei, this is Mishitas, that this blends in. He thinks that the Ramah really ought to disagree. The Ramah there at the end of the Siman doesn't disagree. He just explains what the Mechaber says. He doesn't say whether he agrees or he disagrees. The Pashta says that he is agreeing. So that's the Mishnah Yankiv considers that problematic. He thinks that this Yerushalmi and Siv Hei only makes sense if you should assume that the Kedusha the Yotzer stands out as something separate. I succeeded in totally confusing. Okay. The exceptions show that it's a different nature of a different din. Yeah. That's what it boils down to.
Okay.
And then the Briska used to add on that the nine people who answer have to answer properly. That if they're going to answer, let's say, Amen Chatufa, he says, Hamburachas Hamisor Basham. You go to Shul, a lot of times people are answering Amen too soon. They're saying Amen while the Chazan is still saying the Bracha. So they add on that that doesn't count. One could say that the Lachatchila is highly improper, but for the Yevet it does count as Amen. So the Briska add on that Kila, they didn't answer Amen. So therefore, you don't have nine. If you don't have nine people answering Amen properly, you don't have nine people answering Amen. And the Rambam is Mashma, Ani Asamen is Makif. So that's why you're not Yotzei Chazaras Hashav. That's why I mentioned. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, the Mashmois from the Rambam is that you have either the Takanas Chachamim or the Din Derais is that you have to have Tkiyas Al Seyda Habrachis, Tkiyas Al Seyda Habrachis Al Chazaras Hashav. So if you don't have nine people answering the Chazan properly, in the Chazar Sashat, so you're not Yaitse the Din, the Yikad Din in the Mishnah of Tkiyas Al Seyda Habrachis. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, he used to make a big fuss before the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei HaMusaf, or before the Baal Tekeh starts to blow it all. So somebody makes an announcement that everybody should be careful to answer Omei properly, not to answer too fast, not to answer too slow. Because on Rosh Hashanah, more so than all year long, if you don't have nine people in, all year long, it's the problem the Chazan is saying, Abraham HaMatov. That's the Chazan's problem. If I'm not the Chazan, it's not my problem. But on Rosh Hashanah, even if I'm not the Chazan, it's my problem also. I want to be Yetzid Kiyas Al Seder Abrachas in the context of Chazaras Hashatz. So if you don't have nine people answering Amen properly, is Kiyas there's no Chazaras Hashatz. So no one is Yetzid Kiyas Al Seder Abrachas. That's what they quote from Rav Elbel Soloveitch. That would be a plain din of Shemei Kohen. If he wants to, he could be Yotze with Shemei Kohen. But if he wants to, he should try to be Yotze even the second din of Tfilos HaTzibur, that the whole Tzibur together offers a Chazaras Hashatz. So the answer is somebody even makes it better. Right. The two quotes from the Rosh, right, that on Psukim you shouldn't say Shemei Akoina. Right. That's like Kriyashma. Just like the Kriyashma itself, you don't say Shemei Akoina. On the Psukim of Kadosh and Baruch, you shouldn't say Shemei Akoina. Yep. More Chomer than the Bichus Kriyashma.
Coming back, the Mishnah Yaakov is assuming that the Ramah holds it's never Dav Shabbat Dusha. Not that it doesn't have to be. I mean, the whole Mishnah Yaakov's Tasha will disappear once you say that when the Chazan says that the Tzibur becomes Dav Shabbat
Dusha. If he makes it into Dav Shabbat Dusha, then it's different. Then it breaks up the Bracha into two parts.
Then the Ramah will agree also. I mean, if you want to.
Could be. I don't know. Could be.
And isn't he working that assumption? He's working the assumption that the Ramah itself holds it's never Dav Shabbat Dusha.
I'm not sure.
It could be that he hasn't said it.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. If you say that it's all one unit of a bracha, let's say the Chazan wouldn't say out loud. Everybody would say softly, Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch, and the Chazan doesn't say out loud. So you're going to say then, the whole Yotzerar is one bracha. But if the Chazan made into a Dav Shabbat Kedusha, then it breaks it down to become two brachas. And then you do permit, and then it's a separate unit, then you do permit a separate chazan for the first bracha and a separate chazan for the second bracha. It all depends how we did it, Lamaisa.
What you want to say. If you say the Yechidus, the Taka is one bracha.
Right? If you say the Yechidus, you leave out
Kedusha.
You leave out the middle part.
So then the Taka ends up being one bracha. So even so, Kwan Ramay said that also. In the case where you said it, that should be different.
Could be.
That way you can say the Ramah holds like you're telling me. There's no cash for the new Ramah or not.
Okay. Could be. Then there's a question over here on page 184, the last line in the Mechaber that's in the middle of Siv Dalet. Lo yan amen achasim abech ma'amisol bi'ava mishum dehavi hepsik. What is the issue here? The Gemara says in Brachas that you're not supposed to be Oina Amen Achav Birchas Atzma. The person is drinking a cup of coffee, says Shachal Nivadvara Amen, and then he drinks it. So that's not right. You say Shachal Nivadvara, the other people answer Amen. The one exception to the rule the Gemara has is in the middle of Birchas Amazon, towards the end of the Birchas Amazon, he says Oina Verachma Yushalayim Amen. So Manish Tana, why is that different from every other Bracha that you're not supposed to be Oina Amen Achav Birchas Atzma? So that's a machloikas. The Rambam and Rashi and Pshat and the Gemara. So the Rambam learns that you have, the Gemara explains, why is it different? The Gemara said because the Birchas HaMazon deraisa is finished. When you say, Bein Rach and Bishalayim Amen, the Birchas HaMazon is finished. And I'll tell you about of his love deraisa. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns Pshat and the Gemara, in the Hemshech HaGemara there, that Poalim, one who is working, one is not self-employed, one is working for someone else, he's not allowed to take out unless the boss gives him an hour for a lunch break. He has from 12 to 1 to eat his lunch or whatever. But if the boss doesn't give a slot of time, the boss gives you permission to eat. He doesn't expect you to fast the whole day. He gives you permission to eat. So he gives you permission to eat, not to eat a whole meal, but to take an hour and a half, to eat quickly, to eat at a normal pace and to bench. Not going to add on, going to get a new siddur that has 50 pages for the bench. All kinds of shira malas. There's all the shira malas and everything. All tilim and everything. That's not right. The Gemara says the boss gives you time to daven, but not to say chazaras hashas. The Mishnah Berurah says that bizman hazeh, even a person is working for the boss, is permitted to say chazaras hashas because the boss is not samedaktik. But bizman Gemara the din was that that workers poelim are not, they can daven, but they say hachik kedusha, they don't say chazaras hashas because. It's gzeila from the time of the boss. So the same is by benching. They would leave out hatayva meitik. When they got to liolam, when they got to bodei brachma b'yushalayim amein, the workers would go back to do the work. In fact, the Gemara even says the poelim say the first bracha til azanas hakol, and then you combine the second and the third brachas. They combine together. You don't say them as two separate brachas. And the next bracha, the fourth bracha hatayva meitik, they delete legamer. They delete completely. So when they used to bench Bizmana Gemara, when the workers used to leave after Bani Rachman Vishalayim, they would say Amen out loud. The Mezamein himself would say Amen after his own bracha as a simon to the Poyalim that they should go back to work. That's what it says in, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That's why this is a special exception to the rule that you say Amen after Birchas Atzmo to serve as a simon to the Poyalim that they should go back to work and they shouldn't cheat the boss. That's in this week's segment, in Parshas Vayetze, that Yaakov Avinu says, "Hayisa b'yom achalani chor b'kerach b'loyla, b'atidat shnasim yeina." He works for nemanis for the boss. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, that the Gemara in Bav Metzia quotes this from the Pesukim, that the poel is mechuyev lavet b'chol koyach. The poel is mechuyev to put in, not mechuyev to become crazy over the work, but is mechuyev to put in a full day's work and full to the best of his ability. Just because the guy who had the job before me couldn't do as much work as I can and they're paying me the same salary doesn't mean that I'm allowed to do the work slowly like he did it. If I'm energetic and I can get much more accomplished, I'm mechuyev to work to the best of my ability. I have no right to compare myself to the previous guy who had the job and he was very slow and he was incompetent, so I'm not mechuyev to be better than him. No, you're mechuyev to do the work b'chol koichi. So part of that din, you're not allowed to cheat the balabas. So you don't have chazaras hashatz and you leave out ateva amein, you combine the second and the third brachas together. So that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara. That's why amein by Bnei Rachman Yishalayim amein is the exception to the rule, but it doesn't apply in any other case. And the Rambam learns the Gemara not so. The Rambam learns that since you have completed all the brachas hamazon deraisa, so this is the conclusion of a series of brachas. Whenever one completes a series of brachas, one says amein after brachas hamazon. According to the Rambam, this is not the only case where you have a series of brachas. You have another series of brachas. Let's say you say Baruch Shamar and Nishtaba before and after the Pesuk of the Zimra. So there is an opinion in Tosfos that this constitutes brachas mucha lechavata. Tosfos has a whole discussion. How come Nishtaba isn't pasachas b'baruch? The Gemara has a rule: kol abrachas kulam pasachas b'baruch. So Tosfos gives a few answers. And one suggestion in Tosfos is that it constitutes a bracha smucha l'chavato, which the Brisa says is an exception to the rule. You have a bracha smucha l'chavato, you don't have to start the next bracha with Baruch Atah, like in Shmon Esrei. The first bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avoseinu. The next bracha starts with Atah Gibor, the next bracha Atah Kadosh, and then everything starts not with Baruch Atah, because each bracha is a smucha l'chavato. So here Tosis has one suggestion that Yishtabach Esmuch Alachavetah to Baruch Shamar, and that's why it's not Pasach Bepach. So if it's Esmuch Alachavetah, the same thing Yehalalucha at the end of the Hallel. So one opinion in Tosis, Tosis again has a few suggestions. So one opinion in Tosis is that's also called Esmuch Alachavetah to the Bracha before the Hallel. So when you finish Melech Muhalol Batish Bachos at the end of the Hallel, or you finish the Bracha at the conclusion of Yishtabach, so according to the Rambam's opinion, that would also be considered a conclusion of a series of brachas. Only two brachas. Or Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei for sure is bracha smucha l'chaveto. So at the conclusion of all the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, you should really say Amen after Bichas Atzmo. We happen, we do say, at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, we do say Amen. Or Yisrael Shalom Rav Yashon Lein, or Kol Yisrael Yim Ramein. So we do say Amen at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. But let's say a guy's in a rush and he leaves it out, so according to the Rambam, you have to say that Amen. That's an Amen at the conclusion of a series of brachas. So according to the Rambam, you should also say Amen at the conclusion of Yishtabach, and the Chabad quotes it, and one should say Amen after Brichas Atzmo, and one should say Amen also at the conclusion of the bracha of Yehalalucha. So what about the series of brachas of Brichas Kriyashma? You complete them with Goal Yisrael, so should you say Amen after Goal Yisrael? So that says in Shulchan Aruch, no, because you want to have Smichas Gula L'Tfila. If you're going to say Amen after Goal Yisrael, that'll be a hefsek. You're mevatel in the Smichas Gula L'Tfila. It's not that the Amen is an integral part of the Bracha Goal Yisrael Amen. Amen is a separate thing, so that's a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So now there's a machloikis, that's what the Mechaber is alluding to. Here the Bir Halacha on the bottom of the page tells you that there is such an opinion in the Tur, that the Brichas Kriyashma are not one long series of brachas. Yotzer HaMoyres and Amlech Ma'am Yisrael B'Yavah and Goal Yisrael. It's not one series of three brachas before and after, like we said, Hallel, the bracha before, the bracha after, is a bracha smucha l'chaveto. And Yishtabach, Baruch Shem, and Yishtabach is a bracha smucha l'chaveto, a series of brachas. So there is an opinion over here that the brachas Kriyashma, before and after Kriyashma, are not one long series of brachas. What prompted them to say that? Because the Lashon HaBraisa is Kol HaBrachas Kulam. Have to be Poschas B'Baruch, unless it's a bracha smucha l'chaveto, or if it's Brichas Kriyashma. Emes V'yatziv is Brichas Kriyashma. Emes V'yatziv is not. So why did they say that Emes V'yatziv is an exception to the rule? You should say Emes V'yatziv is a bracha smucha l'chaveto. That's from the Gemara would appear that it's not, doesn't constitute a bracha smucha l'chaveto. So there is an opinion quoted by the Tur that the first two brachas, Yotzer Rav Baruch Hashem, Yotzer Amoris, and Abba Rabba, till Abraham Amisol B'Yabba, that's the conclusion of the series of brachas. And then Emes V'yatziv stands alone. The Rambam doesn't all like that. The Rambam gives the reason, why don't you say Amen after Goal Yisrael? He raises the question. Why don't you say Amen after Goal Yisrael? So he says it's a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Why should you say Amen after Goal Yisrael if Emes V'yatziv stands alone? So obviously the Rambam thinks that the brachas before and after the Kriya Shema constitute one long series. And Emes V'yatziv is a bracha smucha l'chaveto, and then he asks the question, why don't you say Amen after Goal Yisrael? So he says it will violate the requirement of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. But the Torah quotes Rishonim, who hold that Abraham Ba'am Yisrael B'Yavah is the conclusion of the series of brachas, and Emes V'yatziv stands alone. So according to their opinion, everybody who davens, even B'Yechidus, and says Abraham Ba'am Yisrael B'Yavah should say Amen. If you put two and two together, if you put together the Rambam, the Shitas Chachmei Svara, that answering Amen after Amen is because it's a series of brachas, and whenever there's a series of brachas, you have to say Amen after Brichas Atzmo. They hold them, V'yatziv is not a smucha l'chaveto, so the series of brachas is over with Abraham Amis Ol B'Yavah, so you should always answer Amen. So that's what the Mechaber comes to say, Lapuke from this. He says, Mechaber says, V'lo yana Amen achasim Abraham Amis Ol B'Yavah, V'shum da'avi hefzik. So that's the question. What do you mean V'shum da'avi hefzik? It sounds like he's also going along with these shittas. He really should have answered Amen after Brichas Atzmo, because that's talking the end of the series of brachas. Not that it's smucha l'chaveto, not that Emes V'yatziv is smucha l'chaveto. Baruch Ha'am Yisrael B'Yavah is the end of the series. He should have said Amen, but the reason why you don't say Amen is because it'll be mevatel the tziruf. What tziruf? The tziruf between what and what? The Gemara says there's a requirement, there's a need for smichas geulah l'tfila. What is the need over here to have what? To have a tziruf between Habach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yavah and Kriya Shema. What exactly does that mean? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim. There's a whole literature on this. That many Rishonim considered, the Gemara says that Abba Rabba And Avos Olam can sometimes substitute for Birchas HaTorah. If a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah, but he said Abba Rabba, and then Yerushalmi says Shana Lasar, he learned something, not enough that he said Kriya Shema. He learned something after Shmona Esrei. So then Abba Rabba serves as a Birchas HaTorah. Why so? Because Abba Rabba is the bracha that has a shaychus with Kriya Shema. It's like a Birchas HaTorah over the Kriya Shema. So it can even serve as a Birchas HaTorah for learning a whole day long. So a group of Rishonim held that there's a special connection between Abba Rabba and Kriya Shema, more so than Stam, the nature of the other Birchas Kriya Shema. We mentioned last time that each one of the Birchas Kriya Shema spells out the themes of each one of the three parshios of the Shema. But it's more than that. It's as if, even though you don't say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu Likros HaShema, you don't say the Nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah, but nonetheless it's considered as if the Ava Rabba is the Brocha HaMiyuchedes, as if it serves as the Birchas HaMitzvah for the Kriya Shema. So you should be more careful not to be mafsik between Ava Rabba and Shema. This was a big machlokes that you have in the Rishonim. It appears here in Siman Samach Aleph in these editions, page 188. The story goes like this: the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nevov on page 188 quotes in the Medrash HaNe'elam. Medrash HaNe'elam means the Zohar. So the Zohar says that there are 248 Evarim in the body, in the male body. There are Mach Evarim in the male body, and there should be 248 words in Kriya Shema that should protect. That should protect the person. When the person says Kriya Shema, this should serve as a shmir for the Ramach Ivor. So the Zohar says, but there's a problem that there are not 248 words in Kriya Shema, you're missing three words. So that's why they instituted a practice that the Chazan says three words out loud. Which three words does he say out loud? Is a Vayit Ramach like this? Does he say Hashem Elokeichem Emes out loud? Or does he say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? That's Vayit Ramach like this. In the Shulchan Aruch they say, based on the Zohar, the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Marshal doesn't like it. He says, what if the word Emes is not part of the Kriya Shema? Emes is the beginning of the next bro. So the Marshal thinks that it would make more sense that the Chazan should say over Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not to say over Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But the minig is like the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, even though the Emes is not part of the Psukim of Shema, it's still mitzdarf to be mashlim the Ramach tables. It's interesting, the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that's if a person davens b'tzibur, so the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But if a person davens b'yochid, so there are different minhogim whether you should say Kel Melech Ne'eman or not in the beginning, because the Kel Melech Ne'eman, that should substitute for the three missing words. You're not going to have a Chazan to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes at the end, so maybe say Kel Melech Ne'eman. So this was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. So the Baal HaTanya gives his recommendation in his Shulchan Aruch. He recommends that you shouldn't say Kel Melech Ne'eman because of Hefzik. We're going to get in a minute. It's a shalaf and Hefzik between Abrecha Bam Yisrael B'Yavo and the beginning of Shema. It shouldn't be Mafzik. So he says the Yochid should also say over at the end. Just say over three words at the end. And then he recommends, instead of saying what the Chazan says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, more correct really is like the Mashal that should say on the Hashem Elokeichem. But B'tzibur, we don't want to change the practice. The meaning is Mekubal all over, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But when a person is davening the Yechidus and nobody hears what he's saying, so he can get away with whatever he wants. He says, do like the Mashal. He says, that's more correct. He says, say over twice. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes V'yatziv, and Ochel, and so on. Instead of saying over Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he thinks that the Biyochid one should say Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So this issue of the Kel Melech Ne'eman on page 188, that's in Samach Aleph Sif Gimel. It's a good question. I don't know. I guess the Shtei Rishuyos problem is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch on the next page, on page Tzadikei, page 189. That problem basically is when you say B'kol Rom. But if nobody hears, if it's done B'lachash, then it's not a problem. That's what they talk about. Kriya Shema Alamito, if a person says many times Parsha Shema, that's not a problem. Because nobody hears what he's saying Kriya Shema Alamito. If he says it out loud, then you have a problem that it's Nira Kimoide B'Shtei Rishuyos. That is a problem. I don't know, somehow the Rishonim give solutions for that. The Rashbo and Brochus give some kind of a solution that there's an asnachto. I don't know, that is a problem, and somehow they deal with that problem. So here the Meiri has a sefer that's called Mogen Avos. Mogen Avos is now when they print it, sometimes they call it Shabbos and Shubas HaMiri. It's not really a collection of Shabbos and Shubas, it's just I think he has 14 essays, 14 or 24, something like that. He has the following essay when the Ramban passed away. Ramban is the rabbi in Barcelona. When the Ramban passed away, the Rashba took over his rabbis. So a lot of the students were not so keen. They learned for Habus with this guy Shlomo. So they should listen to his shiur. So a lot of them left. That they're not going to go to America. They didn't know what's doing in America yet. So they moved to Provence. Provence is in between Spain and France. So they moved to Provence to learn by the Chachmei Provence. And there were big contradictions, there were big steers between the Minhagim that they had in Provence and the Minhagim that they had in Sfora. So the Meiri, and there was a big Machloikas at that time, who has the more correct practices. Some of them were issues of Minhagim, some of them were issues of Dinim. They were all Shalas of Aloch. Shalas of Aloch. So the Meiri writes a whole sefer called Morgen Ovos to defend the Minhag Avosah, to defend the Minhagim that they had for years and years in Provence. Can't say centuries. I don't think there were so many centuries they were living in Provence, but for many years, whatever they had there in Provence. So I think the first issue was about the Kel Melech Nama. When a person davens b'chidu, should he say Kel Melech Nama or not? Then another issue that he has a whole essay about is what do you say, a bracha barfi who eats on dessert that you eat at the end of the meal. That was always a machloikis. And then another issue is when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, what do you do with Havdalah? They say Havdalah on Sunday night, or they say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon before Shabbos is over, or they say Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos and give the wine to a tinuk to drink. All kinds of different all the possibilities. He has a long essay where he writes about the rift that they had between the Talmidei HaRamban and the Minhag in Provence. V'chule v'chule, he has, I forgot, either 14 or 24 essays about issues that were mutal b'machloikis. So this is one of them, the Kel Melech Nama. So he quotes all of these, the whole machloikis back and forth that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, that many felt that there has to be a special connection between Ava Soilam, Ava Rabba, and Kriyashma. There is no bracha shekadishana b'misos v'tzivana likwes hashma, so the Ava Rabba should serve as the Birchas HaMitzvah, because it's the Birchas HaTorah, and Kriyashma is psukim from the Chumash. So that should be specially connected. So that's what the Mechaber is writing over here, that just like the Rambam writes, you shouldn't say Omen after Goal Yisrael. Even though that should be considered the conclusion of a series of brachas, the Rambam holds that all the brachas kriyashma constitute one series of brachas. So he says you shouldn't answer Omen after Goal Yisrael because it'll be a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. See, the Mechaber is coming Lapuki, these sheetas in the tour, that really the first two brachas, Yotzer Amoris and Abba Rabba, but that's already the conclusion of the series of brachas, and Emes V'Yatziv is not a hemshech of that. It's not a smucha l'chavata. It's a different halacha that it's not pesachas b'baruch. That's the simple reading of the brayse in brachas. Sounds like that. It says kol brachas kulim pesachas b'baruch, chutz mi brachas kriyashma, chutz mi brachas smucha l'chavata. Sounds like brachas kriyashma is a different din. It's not because Emes V'Yatziv is smucha l'chavata. So that's the shita here, that whoever says Birchas Kriyashma always says Amen after Birchas Atzmei after Birchas Meisol B'Yavo. Mechaber says that you shouldn't do it because it'll be a hefsek, because there should be a special connection between the bracha of Birchas Meisol B'Yavo, between Ava Rabba and between the Kriyashma. That the Mishnah has a din in brachas that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. There are halachas that being mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma. Where the din? A person is in the middle of Kriyashma here. Simen Samach Vav. Simen Samach Vav, the dinim that you, the Gemara has a drasha, but the Barta Bam. Pashim Shabbat, the Barta Bam, you should talk and learning all day long. So the Gemara has a drasha, but the Barta Bam means you should talk in the middle of Kriyashma. You're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyashma. That's in the Gemara has a drasha, but the Barta Bam, but like the Tfilah. There's only a heter hafsoter to talk in the middle of Kriyashma, but there's no heter to talk in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So what heter is there to talk in the middle of Kriyashma? That's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yutes on the days. And Taisus and Brachos quotes that Gemara in Yuma, that drasha seems to be the source for the whole institution in the Mishnah, that's Sima Samach Vav, the whole basis for Sima Samach Vav, that there's a heter hafsoter bein aprokim, in between Shema v'hoyoyim Shema, in between v'hoyoyim Shema and v'hoyoyim ben aprokim, there's another heter hafsoka be'emtza haperik. That already doesn't say in the psukim. So how did you figure that out? That there's a bigger heter hafsoka ben aprokim than there is be'emtza haperik. So that's already the mesara kosav al hachamim. That's up to the hachamim to determine what the heter hafsoka is in the dibarta book. But I call upon him, that's the halacha, that there is a at the Rav Sokka. So the Mishnah says that what constitutes Ben HaProkim, the first person finished Yotzer HaMoris and he didn't start Abba Rabba, or he finished Abba Rabba Amisol B'Yam and he didn't start Shema. So it says that that's called Ben HaProkim and you're permitted to be Mavsir. So how can they say that there's a special connection? It's like saying Alatilos Lulav and you didn't shake the Lulav in Yesritlet. It's like saying Allah Hamiyach Tfilin and you're Mavsir in between the Bichas HaMitzvah and doing the mitzvah. So how does the Mishnah say you're permitted to be mafsik between Abba Chaim Yisrael B'Yava and Shema? The same way you're permitted to be mafsik between Yetzer HaMoris and Abba Rabba. How is that? They not prokim. That should be like a Bemtza Perik. There should be Mochomer. There should be like Bein Bichas HaMitzvah La HaMitzvah. Why aren't you more machmer? So the Mishnah Berurah Takeh says Anachinami. You should be. Aye, the simple reading in the Mishnah is not so. You shouldn't read Mishnah superficially. He says, even though that's what it sounds like it says, that's not what it means. That's what he writes on page 185, at the end of Sifkot and Chofei. He quotes the Derech HaChaim Siddur. That's the Nesivus. Ein Derech HaChaim, Shekosav, Shein Lama Saman Acha Brocha Acheres, Bein Abba Rabba Lishma. Let's say someone is saying, Goal Yisrael. The Chazan says, Goal Yisrael. And I'm holding, even between Abba Chaim Yisrael, B'Yavo, in Shema. Someone else is screaming out, Shakal Liyim B'Dvaroi. He's making Kiddush ready. Shakal Liyim B'Dvaroi. Bar P'Yagofim, whatever. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur says what it says in the Mishnah, that you're mafsik Bein HaProkim, a bigger Heter HaPsoka than Bein Tzah Perek, and it gives an example of Bein HaProkim is between Abach HaMisol B'Yavah and Shema. So he says that's Mepnei HaKovid Mepnei HaYira, yeah, Meishu Shalom Chol. But the answer on and after other brachas, that's only the other Bein HaProkim, not this Bein HaProkim. He shouldn't be mafsik as much. That's not, it's against the simple reading of the Mishnah. He restricts the Heter HaPsok between Abba Rabba and Shema. He says that it's not proper to be mafsik to the same extent that one is mafsik by the other Bein HaProkim, because we do insist on having more of the connection between Abba Rabba and Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah says, look, if the Chazan, he recommends, preferable is actually to finish Abba Chaim Yisrael B'Yavo together with the Chazan, so you shouldn't have to answer Amen. But if you finished already and you're waiting till the Chazan says, so if you finished already, so say Shema. But if you finished Abba Chaim Yisrael B'Yavo, you didn't start Shema, and the Chazan finishes his bracha, so then he says, then the Ramah says that we do answer Amen after the Chazan. The Chaber says that you shouldn't even do that. Where's that later? So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that l'chatchil you should avoid answering Amen after the Chazan's bracha bracha meisol b'yahavo. You should try to finish with the Chazan. And the Ramah says if you do answer Amen, that's b'di'evit. That's b'di'evit if it turned out like that. In the Lithuanian yeshivas in Europe, in some of the yeshivas they didn't follow this. They usually follow the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of places they follow, but this one they didn't follow because they wanted everybody screamed out Amen, and then they screamed out Shema Yisrael together. And in other places they did. That's the Shah. Mishnah Berurah recommends that one should l'chatchila follow the Mechaber over here. That you should avoid even answering Amen to this bracha, to the Chazan's Amiris HaBracha of Abrecha B'Amisol B'Yahavo. What's in Simon Samach? The Shulchan Aruch quotes Siv Beis. Kara Kriyashma B'Loi Bracha. What if a person, let's say, the minyan is shul, daven so late, that he's going to daven the minyan, he's going to miss his man kriyashma. So he says kriyashma earlier. So he's a yotze or not. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that he yotze kriyashma, even without the brachas. Either the Rishonim quote in the name of Rav Haigoyen, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it on later, the Rishonim quote in the name of Rav Haigoyen, that the Gemara's lashon is the Seder HaBrachas is not miyakeh. If he said first Abba Rabba, then he said Yotzer Ol, Yotzer Amora. So if he said the brachas out of order, you Yotzer B'Yevet. So the Tosfos quotes the Rav Haigoyen, all the Rishonim himself. Only the Seder is not miyakeh. But if you left out all the brachas, then it is miyakeh. Then you're not Yotzer Kriyashma. So the Rav Haigoyen disagrees with this din. Usually we say that brachas, the Gemara says in brachas, the brachas are not miyakeh. That the Kriyashma. that the mitzvah is the rice and the bracha is only the rabbana. How can we say the bracha is me'akid the mitzvah? The Gemara says that someone is mafresh truma and he didn't say a bracha. Someone puts on tefillin and he didn't say a bracha. So you can't say the bracha is me'akid. The Gemara says the bracha is the rabbana and the mitzvah is the rice. How can it possibly be that the bracha is me'akid? So what's Taka Pshat and Rav Haigon that he holds that the bracha is me'akid? So the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says that probably Rav Haigon didn't really mean to say the bracha is really me'akev. He says it's me'akev in being yoytzei the mitzvah b'shleimusa. That the Chachamim want me'saken the way the correct, more correct way to be yoytzei Kriya Shema is while saying our brachas in connection with the brachas. But if you're going to say Kriya Shema and not say the brachas at all, or you're going to say the brachas an hour later, if you say the brachas soon after the Kriya Shema, so then it's just an issue of Seder. So the Seder is not Miyakid. But if you're going to say Kriya Shema, no brachas at all, so then the Rabbi Gwen says Miyakid means you're not Yotze Bishlei Musa. But you can't say that you're not Yotze at all. That's how the Mishnah Brura interprets this Rabbi Gwen. But then he quotes other Achrayim who interpret that the Rabbi Gwen, that's on page 186 in the Bir Halacha Shin Hibdin. Then he quotes a Machloikis. Other Achrayim say Rabbi Gwen meant a different thing. When he says that the bracha is a ma'akiv in the Kriya Shema, he means like this. The balabatim in the shul don't have a siddur, they don't know how to daven. So the chazan is saying everything and it's being mighty them, including the Kriya Shema. They don't know how to say Kriya Shema either. So they're not saying along with the chazan Kriya Shema. He's being mighty them, the Kriya Shema with the brachas. But that's what the Rav Haigon says. The brachas are ma'akiv. If the chazan, if the tzibur wants to be mighty Shemea Kainu with the chazan's Kriya Shema, the Yerushalmi says we don't allow it. But if the Chazan says the brachas with the Kriya Shema, then you allow Shemei Kainan. Then you allow the Tzibur to be Yotzeh. But that's only the Tzibur he meant. Rav Haigon only meant the Tzibur. Some Rishonim say like that. Some Rishonim and Achrayim say like that. He says, Afila das Rav Haigon, the Bir Halacha quotes him, page 186, the Mamaschu Shim Higdim. Afila das Rav Haigon, she served the brachas miyakva zuazu. And the Bach and the Priest should disagree with the Beis Yosef. They hold even B'yochid, what Rav Haigon meant was that you're not Yotze B'shlei Musa. You're not Yotze the mitzvah fully. But what did the Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef got it from Rishonim like that. What do you mean? Chiluk B'tzibur and B'yochid. So the Pashat B'shat, that's what he means. The Chazan wants to be Moitzi B'tzibur and the Brachas with the Kriya Shema. They're not saying the Kriya Shema. But they're saying Kriya Shema Savaita. How can you say you're not Yotze Kriya Shema without the Brachas? That means they're not. The Tzibur is not even saying Kriya Shema. The din that the Rabbana, the Yerushalmi says we don't permit Shemei Kainu by Kriya Shema. That's only if it's only Shemei Kainu on Kriya Shema. But if it's a package deal, it's going to be Moitzi them Shemei Kainu on the Kriya Shema with the brachas, then you do allow Shemei Kainu. So the brachas on the Akvas, the Kriya Shema, the Tzibur to be Moitzi as a Rabbi Midechei Vos. That's a Rabbi Haigon sheet. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch writes that the brachas are not Miyakev. We said Kriya Shema earlier, Yotze the Kriya Shema, but then Chayza V'Kari have brachas. You have to say the brachas later on. And that's how is there such an institution you can say the brachas Kriya Shema later? Let's say I said Kriya Shema before the service of my Kriya Shema, then the minyan is going to start at 9 o'clock and they're going to miss this my Kriya Shema. So is it permissible to recite brachas Kriya Shema after the service of my Kriya Shema? So that we had already that the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah brachas that yes. It says Hakori. The Mishnah gives you when is the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. Then it says Hakori Mikan Liyelach Lahifsid Ka'odem Hakori Batorah. Whoever recites Kriya Shema after that time is Lahifsid. Not so bad. He doesn't lose out. Ka'odem Hakori Batorah. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean Hakori Mikan Liyelach Lahifsid? Of course, Hifsid. He's not Yotze Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, no. What it means is Lahifsid Abrachas. He may still recite the brachas even though he didn't say Brachas Kriya Shema at the correct Zman Kriya Shema. But he can still recite the Brachas Kriya Shema later. So the Mishnah Berurah quoted three opinions. How much later does he have the right to say the Brachas Kriya Shema? Is it only up until Sof Zman Tefila? Because the Brachas Kriya Shema can be recited as part of Tefila Shacharis. Sof Zman Tefila is only another hour later. Sof Zman Kriya Shema is a quarter of the day. Sof Zman Tefila is a third of the day. Sof Zman Kriya Shema is Gimel Shor. So Sof Zman Tefila is Dalet Shor. So one more Shor is minus. That's the end. And after that, you can't say, let's say your minyan davens at 11 o'clock. Mahadri menem hadri. Shachris on Shabbos morning, they daven 11 o'clock. There are such chassidim. They wake up at the crack of dawn, they say Kriya Shema Kivasikin, then they go to mikveh, or they go to mikveh first, whatever. And then they start learning with the children. It's not done like that. They start Mabes Sedra with the children, and if I had the children, what are they learning Gemara? And then they're sitting in the base medrash, and then the minyan starts at 11 o'clock. How's that? That's it. Minyan starts at 11 o'clock. So the shaila is, are you still permitted to say Brichos Kreshma after Sovzman Tfilah? Not Madam Shmanesi after Sovzman Tfilah. Are you allowed to say Brichos Kreshma? So the Mishnah Bura has a three-way machloikis, so we shout him about that. One opinion is you can only continue Lehisid Abrachas up until Sovzman Tfilah. Up until David shows. The other sheet is up until Chatzos, and the third sheet is Kolayon. You could even say Brichas Kriyashma Shal Shachar, even after Chatzos. So the Mishnah Bura on this Machlok is Paschal's like the middle sheet. At Chatzos. That's on the top of page 183. That we learned already last time we were learning. The Bir Aloch at Paschal is up until the middle sheet. Not up until Sosman Tfila, not up until Kolayon. The middle sheet is up until Chatzos. So the question is, this Chassidus Shefela, let's say, he already said Kriya Shema, it's 6 o'clock, let's say 7 o'clock in the morning, he said Kriya Shema. Before Hanetzach Hamah, he said Kriya Shema. And then the minyan begins at 10:30, 10 o'clock, they're going to start davening. So he says Pesukim Zimra, and he says Brichas Kriya Shema. Does he have to say Kriya Shema a second time? What does he have to say Kriya Shema? He's already Yotzi Kriya Shema at 7 o'clock. He said it before Allah, so before Hanetzach Hamah. So is it necessary to say Kriya Shema a second time? So the Mechaber writes over here that it's not necessary, but it's a nice idea. Here. Nirali, the last line on page Tzadik Gimel, on page 185. Nirali, the Mechaber says, he would recommend Shetov Lachsa V'likras Kriya Shema Ima Brachas. When you're saying the Brachas later with the Minyan, even though you already said Kriya Shema earlier, you can't go wrong, it's a nice idea, may as well say the Kriya Shema later. It's a recommendation. That's how the Mechaber writes. It's a recommendation. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that he thought that this recommendation is Medina de Mishnah, Medina Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Hakor Mekan Liyachla Hifsid, Ka Adam Hakore Batorah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Lahifsid? But he's not Yitzhak Kriyashmaf, he says. The Gemara says, Lahifsid Abrachas. He can still say the Brachas. So how does it read into the Mishnah? It says, Hakor Mekan Liyachla Hifsid, Ka Adam Hakore Batorah. What do you mean? But if you're not talking about Kriya Shema, you're talking about the Brichas Kriya Shema. So the explanation doesn't fit in. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, did you see from all our halachos in the Shulchan Aruch that the Brichas Kriya Shema have to come with tziruf with the Kriya Shema? You can't say Brichas Kriya Shema without Kriya Shema. Each bracha, Brichas Kriya Shema, spells out the theme that's contained in each one of the three parshiyos of Rav Kriya Shema, and it's one came together, Kriya Shema. I'll say the Rabbah is Kriya Shema in Birchos Seho. So the Mishnah that says Hakori Mekan V'Eilach Lo Hifsid allows you to say the brachas even after the Gimel Shores Bayom, means you have to say the brachas with the Kriya Shema. But the question is, but if you say Kriya Shema after Sosman Kriya Shema, it's not called Kriya Shema. So it's like you didn't say Kriya Shema. So it's like the brachas stand alone. Mishnah says no. Kodem Hakori Batoro. Even if you say Kriya Shema Shalov is Manoi, in a fashion that you already said 7 o'clock in the morning, well, you missed. You woke up at 10 o'clock and you go to the 10:30 minyan. You missed Kriya Shema. So don't think that reciting Kriya Shema Shalov is Manoi is worthless, insignificant, no kiyum at all, nothing. It's not called recital of Kriya Shema. Therefore, one would be unable to recite the Brichas Kriya Shema because you can only recite Brichas Kriya Shema in conjunction with the Kriya Shema. No. Mishnah says, Akor Mekan V'Yelech. If you say Kriya Shema after this man is also up, so there is a, you're not yet to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it does constitute a heft of Kriya Shema, and that is sufficient to enable you to recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. So he thought that this recommendation in the Shulchan Aruch, with nearly Shatav Lachsav and Likris, is Medina. It's really required Me'ikar Adin. Chapsan Afkamina. Because sometimes, let's say, a person knows he's going to a bris or whatever, he has to go to Minyan, they're going to daven so fierce, they'll never be able to keep up with him. So sometimes you have such an einfall. Let me say Kriya Shema early. Let me say Kriya Shema before. Let's say you want to say Kriya Shema Kivasikin. So Vasikin is before, what time is sunrise now? 7:10 or something? 7:07. So the guy's going to wake up, he's going to say Kriya Shema before 7:07. How about I'm Gechapta Hidr? Say Kriya Shema Kivasikin. Then when he gets to the minyan, so he'll start a little earlier than them, and then he already was Yetzi Kriya Shema, so he can leave out the middle. So let him just say the Birchas Kriya Shema. And he'll be up to Shmon Esri, and they'll be up to Shmon Esri. So some people think like that. And based on the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that sounds like it's a good eitz. And the Mechaber just says, it's a good idea. Tov lachsa v'likras parsha Shema. But if you're rushed for time and you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibah, so leave out the Kriya Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not a good eitz. He thought that repeating the Kriya Shema is required Mikar Adin in such a case. Yes, yes. That's not all it is. It's Birchas HaMitzvah plus it spells out the theme of the second chapter in Kriya Shema. The first bracha spells out the theme of the first parak, the second bracha spells out the theme of the second parak, and the third bracha the theme of the third parak in Kriya Shema. So if it's after the Zman, it's not serving the purpose of a Bimkan Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekibisham Sarasim Tzivano, but it still enhances the Kriya Shema that it's spelling out the themes that are contained in that parak. In that case, you'll only have the one theme without the other. Here, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Samach quotes the famous machlokes, what a mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah sein tzichas kavana. It's a machlokes hatanoim, and it's a machlokes amaroim, and it's a machlokes harishonim, how we paskin. But a mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah sein tzichas kavana. My nafkemina, nafkemina is, let's say, the person here, the person recited Kriya Shema, and he didn't really have a mind to be yotzei. Let's say it was Mabes Sedrim. He's teaching children davening, and he didn't have a mind to be yotzei. This is just for chinuch purposes. And then later on he realizes, hey, the minyan is going to daven after, they're going to start davening after the Sozman Kriya Shema. Does he have to say Kriya Shema again to be yotzei? Or can he rely on the Kriya Shema that he said originally? He didn't have a mind to be yotzei, but he didn't have a mind explicitly not to be yotzei. Yeah, Kavana Shalolot says. So then most of the Rishonim, that's a machlekes, a Rishonim also. If a person performs a mitzvah, he has explicit kavana shalolotzis. So most of the Rishonim hold that you're not yotzei. That's also a machlekes. Most hold that you're not yotzei in such a case. But if he didn't have kavana lotzis, he didn't have kavana shalolotzis. So that's the big machlekes. Yeah, and that's a shava how we paskin. And then there's a compromise sheet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot and Yud on page 187 quotes the Magen Avraham Shem Tshuvas HaRadvaz. Makes a compromise between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabbanan. And with respect to Mitzvah Deraisa, he wants to pass the Mitzvah Sriches Kavanah. With respect to Mitzvah Derabbanan, he wants to pass the Mitzvah Saint Sriches Kavanah. Where did he come off to make such a psak? What? Safik Deraisa Luchum, Safik Derabbanan Lekula? No. It's not a compromise. It's based on the Ramban. It's based on the Ramban. The Ramban has the following. In Sif Hei, on the top of page 187, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, "Akaris Hashma v'lakibim liba b'pasik rishon shu Shma Yisrael lo yotzei deichai vasa." If you weren't mechavin during Shma Yisrael, the pasik rishon and Baruch Shem, then you're not yotzei, you have to say it over. However, v'ashad the rest of the Kriya Shma, "M'lakibim libo," so you are yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, this kibim libo is not the same as what we're talking about in Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet says, hey, the words kibim libo means something else. In Siv Dalet, we're talking where the mitzvah Sichas Kavana means Kavana Lotzeis. You have to have in mind that you want to be yotzei in the mitzvah with this. Let's say a guy goes to shul in the morning, he's half asleep, he puts on talis, he puts on tefillin, and he davens, he says Krishna. You've got to say, but he didn't, you got to ask him, did you have a mind to be yotzei tzitzis? He's half asleep. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim, he went to shul and he put on talis. So he said, Umdur in the Muchach, that's called the. He had a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. What else did he do? He put on the tefillin. He said Kriya Shema. He davened. Of course, that's the equivalent of kibbutz libo. You don't have to have dafke. Hidden imuchan mizum and the kai mitzvah is tefillin. Hidden imuchan mizum and the kai mitzvah is tzitzis. Let's say he didn't say hidden imuchan mizum, but it's an umdeh lemuchaf. Machshav tini keres mitach ma'isu. That's called kavana lotzis. That's not mutal b'machloikis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this: in Siv Dalet, when there's a machloikis, whether mitzvah is kavana or not, it means that the guy, let's say, was teaching children. He was teaching running a youth minion, and he said Kriya Shema, but he really didn't have a mind to be yotzei. And from the context, he can't really tell that he had a mind to be yotzei. Not like a regular guy goes to shul, puts on talis and tefillin, and he davens and everything. That, of course, that's kavanah lotzei. If he's running a youth minion, you can't tell if he had kavanah lotzei. So that's a machlokes harishonim, how we paskin. But in Sifrei, we're talking a different kibbutz libo. You have to have kavanas pirush amilois. So that the Gemara says we distinguish between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Shema. The Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanas Pirush Amilos, and otherwise you're not Yotzei. And the rest of the Kriya Shema, the Chatzili should have Kavanas Pirush Amilus and everything, but the rest of the Kriya Shema, the Kavanas Pirush Amilus is not Miyakeh. And the Pasuk Rishon, the Kavanas Pirush Amilus is Miyakeh. This din is repeated again here in Simim Samach Gimel, Siv Dalet, that's on page 193. Ika Kavanah Hu B'Pasuk Rishon, Hilkach M'Karvel, Akikin Lid B'Pasuk Rishon, Lo Yotza, on the top line of page 194. B'Chayzer V'Karei. Afila Mandiyam and Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavanah, Moidahacha, why is he Moidahacha? This is ain't sichas kavanah means you don't need kavanah lotzi, but this is kavanah pirush amilus. It's a different word. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Halacha writes on page 194. Interesting. The Pidmigadim is mesukik. Whether this din is a din deraisa, a din derabban. The Gemara learns it from sukim. Why are drawn elish anechem sa'achay yom alav avecha that you need adkan kavanah pirush amilus. That you need kavanah pirush amilus. So the Pidmigadim is mesukik. Is that really a drasha gemura, or is it only an asmachta? But whatever, either it's deraisa or derabban, there is such a din. That Kavanas Pirush Amilus is Ma'akev on the Pasuk Rishon, and possibly also on Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusa V'Yom Avoyed, that's a Machlek is a Pasuk. And the rest of the Kriya Shema, the Kavanas Pirush Amilus is not Ma'akev, but the Kavanah Lot says that's the Machlek is by the Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah not. So the Ramban writes in the Machaber, everybody says like the Machaber wrote over here, all the Rishonim say, that this is unrelated to the other topic. The Machlek is by the Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah not. And the top two lines on page 194, that's Kavanah Lotzis. And here we're talking Kavanah's Pirush Amilus, this is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, they're unrelated. So the Ramban writes in the Mechamis, no. He says, from the fact that Halacha requires Kavanah's Pirush Amilus on Pasuk Rishon, that's a clear indication that the Halacha says that Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. And don't give me your philosophy, the Ramban writes, that there's a difference between Kavanah's Pirush Amilus and Kavanah Lotzis. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Two totally unrelated things. How is it the same thing? So Mustama Ramban does mean to say it's the same thing. It's not the same. Mustama means to say that you cannot require that he should have Kavanah's Pirush Amilois if you say Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavanah. If you say Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah Lotzis, then you can go one step further and say you need Kavanah's Pirush Amilois also. But he holds if you don't even need Kavanah Lotzis, so how can you insist on Kavanah's Pirush Amilois? All the Rishonim say not like the Ramban, like the Mechaber wrote that it's not totally Zebizah. But the Ramban writes that it is totally Zebizah. So how in the world does the Ramban understand the Halacha that the rest of Kriya Shema doesn't need Kavanah's Pirush Amilus? If he says that Dinah is Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, he says from the fact that the Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanah's Pirush Amilus, is a raya that the Dinah is that Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. So how come he says that the rest of the Parashat Rishon does need Kavanah's Pirush Amilus? So Ramban says because the only part of Kriya Shema that's derived is Pasuk Rishon. That's what the Prima Gordon quotes. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? So he says there are different opinions. Shita's Balei HaTesis is, Tesis Bekama Mekayimis Paskens, that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. All of Kriya Shema is only derabbanan. And many other Rishonim disagree. They hold no, Kriya Shema is deraisa. Machlokes is in the Gemara, whether Kriya Shema deraisa, Kriya Shema lav deraisa. And that's Chofala. So Shita's, the Prichadash has this, and the Shagasari has an Arichas, and the Shita's Balei HaTesis is that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. And Shitas HaRambam, HaRambam, and most of the Rishonim is that Kriya Shema is deraisa. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa if you assume that is deraisa? So then the Prima Gaon writes, there's several opinions. So he says the Ramban's opinion is that only Pasuk Rishon is deraisa. That's what the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zui Kriya Shema Shel Rebbe. The Rebbe used to give shir all morning long, different shifts of Balabatim. There was a 5 o'clock minyan, a 6 o'clock minyan, a 7 o'clock minyan. A Rebbe wanted to be Marbet Star Baram, so he was always giving shir for the Balabatim. And he himself never davened, he himself never daven tefillah b'tzibur bizman. After all the shiurim were all over, after all the balabatim went to work, then he would daven. So the Gemara says, you mean he didn't say Krishna? The Gemara says, no. Didn't you ever notice that he would, in the middle of the shiur, he would put his hands over his eyes? That's when he said Shema Yisrael, but he only said the Pasuk Rishon. The Gemara says, that's all he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zui Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. But what about the rest? The Ramban says the rest is only the Rabbanan. Only Pasuk Rishon is their rice. Other Rishonim hold no, the whole Parashah Rishonim is deraisa, because it says B'shach B'chav Kamecha in Parashah Rishonim. I, Parashah Shni, also said B'shach B'chav Kamecha. No, Parashah Shni goes on Liman HaTorah B'chlal. Parashah Rishonim goes on reciting this Parashah. Parashah Shni that says B'shach B'chav Kamecha goes on Liman HaTorah in general, that a person should be the Hagisa B'yom V'aloi. A third opinion of Rishonim is no Kriyashma is deraisa, both Parashahs. Both Parashah Rishonim and Parashah Shni are deraisa. Parashah Shlishis is a different mitzvah. That's not part of Kriya Shema. Parshas Shlishis is for the purpose of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. And the Rambam sounds like he says that all Gimel Parshiyos are deraisa achelik of the mitzvah Kriya Shema. And that's a riddle, that's a puzzle. What does the third parsha have to do? It doesn't say b'shach b'chol k'mecho. It's in Gamsan a different man tizka same says chanem tzayim k'o imecha yecha, imecha yecha yayam, k'o imecha yecha alev. It's a different thing. How does the Rambam write that this is part? So that's a whole discussion on that Rambam. But these are the five shittas. Five shittas, I think. The first opinion is that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Shittas ha-taisis. Then from the group who think that Kriya Shema is deraisa, there are four opinions. In that group, the Ramban holds only Pesach Rishon is deraisa, and many Rishonim hold Parsha Rishon is deraisa, and some Rishonim hold that Shtei Parsha is deraisa, and the third Parsha is not part of Kriya Shema. It's a different than deraisa. And the Ramban writes that all Gimel Parshas are deraisa as a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So here the Ramban and the Mohammeds writes all of this. He says Kavonas Pirush Hamilas is only needed on Pesach Rishon. Why? That's the same as saying Mitzvah Sichas Kavonah. Alright, but the mitzvah you have to say the rest of Kriya Shema. He says no, the rest of Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, and mitzvah is the Rabbanon is ain't Sichas Kavonah. So the Ramban said exactly what the Ramban, what the Radvaz said. The Radvaz was not kind enough to give us the Maramah. He didn't tell you the Ramban says it. So people look at the Radvaz. Where did he invent Anup Shorah? Taisus and Arvid Psochim points out that the sugya, the topic of Mitzvah's Kavan appears in two sugyas. One is an Arvid Psochim regarding Morar and Karpas, whether Mitzvah's Sichas Kavana, and one is in Brachas regarding Kriya Shema, and another one in Megillah, a few different Mitzvahs. And Taisus says, why don't they put them all together? They don't quote in one place all the Rayas together. In Brachas they quote some Rayas from Rises, and in Psachim they quote other Rises. Taisus says the two unrelated sugyas. One discusses the topic of mitzvahs the Raisa with the Tzichas Kavana. One discusses the topic of mitzvahs the Rabbana Tzichas Kavana. So Taisus is implying, Kilo, there's room to distinguish, to split and say that maybe mitzvahs the Raisa do need Kavana, maybe mitzvahs the Rabbana don't need Kavana. Maybe there's room to distinguish. But you never find other Rishonim, you never find anybody passing Allah HaMais like that. It just comes to the Radvaz and he passes. So this Radvaz is just saying over the Ramban. Ramban and Muhammad says like that. That the halacha that requires kavanah is pirush hamilas, the pasuk rishon, and not for the rest of the Kriya Shema, is because the pasuk rishon is the rice and the rest of the Kriya Shema is the rabbanon. And mitzvah is the rice, it's tzichas kavanah. Mitzvah is the rabbanon, zain tzichas kavanah. Here the Mishnah Berurah on page Tzadik Dalet, that's page 187, and Sifkot Yud quotes the Chai Yodam. The guy went to shul, he put on the talus, he put on the tefillin, said, Machshav tenei keres mitach ma'isos. You're not going to say that he's not yotzei, because he didn't have kavana lotzis. It's self-understood. What then? If you would ask him, what are you doing? He would say, I want to be yotzei Kriya Shema. I want to be yotzei talus and tefillin. Of course, if he was running the youth menu, if you would ask him, he would say, no, he doesn't. He's not going to say, I have a mind not to be yotzei. He's not going to say, I have a mind not to be yotzei. You ask him, do you have a mind to be Yotzei? He says, no, he plans to daven later. He doesn't have a mind to be Yotzei. So that's a machlokes, but it's a sichas kavan. But if the person is machshav and the keres mitach ma'isav, so then the chayyadim says it's self understood. But that's what he has in mind. See, that chayyadim may be relevant for other halachas as well. There is a gemara in, we discussed it a few weeks ago when we spoke about the Benos Lo. That a person was Mechal Shabbos doing Malachis, thinking that he's going to save the life of a Chayla. Then it turns out that the Chayla wasn't sick at all. It was all a mistake. So the Gemara says that he doesn't need a Chatos, he doesn't have to bring a proper Chatos, since he was working on the assumption that there's a case of Pikvach Nefesh, even though it's a mistaken identity. The Kavanas Agaver makes it that it's called Pikvach Nefesh. What if it would be the reverse? What if a guy drives to the beach on Shabbos morning and he goes fishing? He throws in his net and he has a mind to be Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't have a mind any Pikvach Nefesh. Then he pulls out the net and lo and behold, he just saved the baby's life. Hell, a dog in Bettina. He saved the baby's life. So would you say that he's in violation? He did Chil Shabbos on the dog him because he killed him. He did say they did until his neshama. And he say no, Pikvach Nefesh. He didn't have a mind. There was no Kavanas Agavah, but in Metzius there was a Pikvach Nefesh. So that's a Machlekes in Menachos, in Perek HaBishma Machlekes, Rabbe and Rova. So the Raman passes that you need Kavanas Agarba. Without Kavanas Agarba, it doesn't set itself up as Pikvach Nefesh. So let's say you have a Fruma doctor goes to Shari Tzedek Hospital on Shabbos and he takes care of the patients. So does he have in mind Pikvach Nefesh? It doesn't have to have a mind. Just what he has. He's a doctor, he's in the intensive care unit, he's taking care of it, sets himself up as Pikuach Nefesh. Doesn't have to have in mind, you have to have a sign up, have in mind, Pikuach Nefesh is Deich Hashem. Doesn't have to have in mind. It's self understood, that's what he's going, Pikuach Nefesh. But the Shaila is like this. The Shaar HaTzedek hospital has, Nochrim also, has Harbei Aravim, who are very frum, they don't eat the Perish Shvius. Shaar HaTzedek doesn't give the Heta Mechira, they're very medactic over there. A lot of their patients are Arabs, and no one gets any Perish Shvius there. So let's say, so how do the doctors Machal Shabbos for the Arabs? What's the Heta? So the answer is, if Chasam Sofer writes in the Divrei Chaim, the Sander writes, if we're not going to be Machal Shabbos for the Nochem, they'll make a pogrom. They're making a pogrom anyway. It'll be worse. So he says, we're allowed to be Machal Shabbos for the Nochem because we don't really have them. We have them in mind all week long, but on Shabbos, the Heter is not because we have them in mind. So the reason why we're Machal Shabbos is because we have in mind we got to do it, otherwise it's going to be a pogrom on us. So you say that this sets itself up automatically. The Pashtus says that this Svarach in the Chayyadam, a guy goes to Shul and he puts on Talis and Tefillin and he says Krishman, he davens Machshav, then he carries Mitach Maisav that he has Kavanah Lotzis. You don't have to have explicit Kavanah. A doctor goes to the hospital to take care of the patients on Shabbos. Pashteitzach, he has that's Pikuach Nefesh. The Kavanah Sagav is Pikuach Nefesh. Sets itself up. But let's say the doctor has patients who are Nachrim. So that, you can't say it sets itself up automatically that it's Pikuach Nefesh from Yehudim. The Machshav, then he carries Mitach Maisav is that he's taking care of the patients. That is the Pikuach Nefesh of the Nachrim. So L'chor Avadir, you already have to have the sign up. When dealing with a Nachri, have in mind that it's a Pikuach Nefesh of the Yehudim. Got to have in mind Pikuach Nefesh of the Yehudim. Because that doesn't set itself up automatically. So I think this Chayodim is relevant in other areas of Allah also, not just by Mitzvah Sichas Kavan. It's not get to other cases like the Pikuach Nefesh case. Yeah. Yeah, we usually have one person scream out L'shem Mitzvahs Matzah. So one person screams out, so everybody knows that it's L'shem Mitzvahs Matzah. I mean, even if you don't have the guy scream out, They quote that there are different opinions how much of the preparation needs L'shmo of the Matzahs. So what can you permit a katan before Bar Mitzvah? Allah Bar Das, what part of the Asiyas HaMatzah can you allow the katan to do? So they quote from the Chazon Ish that he used to allow the katan before Bar Mitzvah to scream out the Shem Mitzvahs Matzah. That is allowed to do. Because that's just, you can have a record do that also. That's just to be more all the workers that they should have in mind. They should have their head screwed on straight. That they're doing in the Shem Mitzvahs. So they allowed the katan to do it. Svara, I don't know. I didn't say any Svara. Don't know. Mitzvahs men atarik, you more mach men. That certainly will enhance every mitzvah. If a person has, at the time he does the mitzvah, he has kavanah for the kavanahs of the mitzvah, the tamei mitzvah. No, that's a mefurish. Even according to the view that mitzvah sichas kavanah just means kavanah lotzis, but you don't have, no one requires kavanah for the tamei mitzvah. That's a special dini kriyashma. Right. It doesn't apply in other cases. The Bach had a chiddush that you're mentioning, Sukkah may be different. There are several mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah writes the Tama mitzvah right next to the mitzvah. So the, by Sukkah, by Bris Milah maybe, so there are several mitzvahs where perhaps the Kavana, Lishem, Tama mitzvah may be legal. That's the chiddush of the Bach.
Do we hold like there and then that only the first pasuk is derech?
Afi pashtus not. But this Radva is l'chayre is assuming like that Rambam.
So then should we hold like this or that?
Afi pashtus not. Morgan Rambam quotes it. There's another shita. You should realize that there are not only two opinions here. There's a compromise opinion. The pashtus is not like the Radva. Then the Shulchan Aruch has, when a person recites Kriya Shema, he should recite the Eim of the Yer of the Rest of the Zia. He should understand what he's being the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, and when he says Hashem Anochem Mitzavcha Hayom, so he should have in mind what the Chazal point out, that he should be excited about the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim and about the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, like a Dovah Chodosh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, quotes on the last line on the page, Kiprud Tagma. Shouldn't be like an alter din that we're used to it already. A person should be excited about Kabbalah Sater as if it was just given today. And then the Shulchan Aruch says a person should be careful when he recites Kriya Shema to separate each word, to be mafid bein advekim. You shouldn't swallow up any syllables, shouldn't swallow up any letters. And then it says on page 190 in Sifcha Beis that halacha about pronouncing every letter, every word clearly and not swallowing up is not a din that's unique dafke to Kriya Shema. It applies to Pesukei D'Zimra and to Tefillah as well. And then the Ramah says it applies to reading Tanakh. Whenever you're reading Tanakh, you have to pronounce the words properly, otherwise it's a Kriya Shalei Kichsava, so you're distorting the text of the Tanakh. So that's Mishnayos like that. If Korav lo diktik v'osi yaseo, that's Simin Samach Beis. If the person was sloppy and he did swallow up letters and so on, so the Mishnah says that one is yotze. But l'chatchila, the more correct practice should be that the person should pronounce every single syllable, every single letter, and he shouldn't miss anything. Then the Gemara says that when Rebbe was busy giving shiur and so on, so one of the Talmidim asked, he never said Kriya Shema, what's going on? The Gemara says, he never noticed that he put his hands over his eyes. That's when he said Kriya Shema. How much could he say? Prosecution, the Gemara says. That's all he said. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes such a practice, you should put your hands over your eyes when you say Kriya Shema. Then the Mechaba quotes on page Tzadikei, on page 189, the second line from the top, Yesh Nogim, some have a minik, some Hasidim carry on, maintain this minik. That when a person says Hashem Echad, so the Rishonim recommend he should have in mind Echad, that he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Zion Rikim and on this world, the Ches, is eight. So there are seven heavens traditionally in Tanakh. The Gemara in the second parak in Chagigah quotes sources from Tanakh that there are seven heavens and then there's this world. So a person should be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all of the seven heavens, including this world. And when he says the Dalet of Echad, he should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king and north, east, south, west, the ruler of the whole universe. And some people have a minig that when they say Kriya Shema, not only do they cover their eyes, they shake their heads in all directions, up and down, to indicate this Kavan. That's an opinion of Rishonim. The way we pronounce it is not shat to be marich. Okay. That's a big problem. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch Nesif Tes quotes the din in the Mishnah. One is not permitted to say Shma Shma because Nira can moide b'shtei rishiyos. So any other pasuk that's similar to that. And some people had a practice that in Slichas they say Shema Yisrael twice, and the Mechaber writes in Sifir Aleph, you have to tell them to stop. That it's not correct You should have to teach them that they shouldn't do that. What about Hashem Hu Elikim seven times at the end of Yom Kippur? So that Taisa says that's okay. I say seven times, because Taisa says no. They say something three times, that sounds like the Trinity. They say something twice, that sounds like there were those who believed in God of good, God of evil, God of light, God of dark. Say something seven times. Was there any religion that we're familiar with that believed in seven gods? So Taisa says, no, when you say Hashem Elikim, we know what it means, that the Shekhinah on Yom Kippur, the Shekhinah is with us. And then at the end of Yom Kippur, we bid farewell to the Shekhinah as it goes back from this earth to the first heaven, to the second heaven, to the third heaven, to the seventh heaven, and goodbye. That's it. So when we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times, it makes sense. And the Mechaber writes that that's a minute kosher. That's okay, that's acceptable. But otherwise, to say Shema, Shema, whether the Gemara makes a difference between whether you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen Hashem Echad, the whole pasuk twice, that's improper. Or you say word by word, you say Shema, Shema, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. So they're both improper. One is more improper than the other. One of them is Mishaskin also. You have to tell him right away that he has to stop, and one of them is just improper. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go into the detail, it just says both are improper, so you shouldn't do either. Probably not right, Stam. It's not right to repeat words. You're not supposed to repeat
that.
Could be. They all rely on it, the Teferes Yisrael on the Shnai. You see, yes, the Kasha. How did the Malachim say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? It sounds like the Trinity. That's what the Goyim say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's an allusion to the Trinity. So how do we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? How did the Malachim say it? It's like Shema, Shema, Mishaskin also. So the Tveris Yisrael writes on Mishnah, the Teretz is that since they're singing it in a Nigin, and it fits into the Nigin, so you're allowed to say it. That's what it said. That's not what it says in the Targum. Targum on the Pasuk, V'sein of Olatzir, Kadosh Mishmer Amar Yilod, V'shchun, Kadosh Allah, Kadosh Allah, Kadosh Allah, each Kadosh refers to a different thing. It's not that they're repeating the word three times, Shmo, 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 Echad. Not because it fits into the Nigin. But that's what the Teferes Yisrael writes in Mishnah. So all the Chazanim rely on that. They held a lot from the Teferes. They always held from the Teferes.
Funny?
No, you shouldn't repeat any words. Shouldn't repeat any words. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you shouldn't repeat words in a pasuk or in a nusach habracha. Nusach HaBrocha, say Yimashana, then Nusach HaBrocha. Nusach HaPosik, it's Shalok Yichsova. Say, what if it's a piyot? So he said, then Nishgefelach, if you repeat words. Unless it's a word that sounds like Shtei Rishuyim, that's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. But in piyotim, let's say in Berich Shmei, Be'an Arachit, Shmei Kat Shiatir. So I don't know, we're there to repeat, not so big.
Also, right?
Yeah. It's not a pasuk, it's not a bracha, so it's not so bad. It's also not proper, but it's not so bad. Here the Rambam says about saying Amen twice in Sifyut Beis. He says that when you hear somebody say a bracha, it's not proper to say Amen twice. What if you heard one person say Shakalim, but the other person says Baruch Minim Zainis? So the Mishnah Brewer quotes from the Achronim, quotes from the Prim Gadim, I think. He's Mesupik, maybe you should say Amen vi Amen. Not sure if you say one amen, are you say the both aniyas to the both brachas, or should you say amen vi amen? Amen vi amen, that's okay. As it says, Baruch Hashem li olam, amen vi amen. That's on page 190 in the first Mishnah Brurah, the Kotan Chavchet. To say amen vi amen, that's okay. But to say amen amen, that's the Ramah recommends. He quotes from the Beis Yosef that that's not proper. Why is it not proper? So the Mishnah Brurah Chavchet writes that it's because it sounds a little bit like Shtei Rishuyas. I'll just say a different reason. In Ebenezer, it says when you have a Seder Aget, when you're writing a Get, so you have to ask the Sefer, did you write the Get with Shema? He says yes. He asked the husband, do you want to divorce your wife? He says yes. He asked the wife, are you prepared to accept the Get? He asked a whole bunch of questions. So the Ramah says, and when they answer, you should tell them. The rabbi, who's Masada Get, always tells them, when you answer, say once yes or once no. He asked her husband, did you ever take a Neder that you're not going to give your wife a Get? So he says no. You should tell them only say once yes or once no. You shouldn't say twice, because sometimes if you say twice, it sounds like the reverse. You say the yes to husband, did you take a neder not to give your wife again? He says, oh no, no. if it says depending on the intonation, if you say it twice, and maybe it means the hepach, or you say did you write the get lishma? The sefer says yeah. So sometimes that means no. Sometimes yeah means no. But that's why the Rama says. So you don't necessarily, that's what others say. You don't necessarily have to say that the reason why you shouldn't say amen is because in Mechzik Yishtei V'shuyas, the Rama quotes it here in the middle of the Shema Shema Mishaskin also. So that's clearly the reason. But there's another reason, because it's an issue that it may sound like fakir. That's what the Torah Tmima has a discussion. He says that in Europe, and he used to write a smicha, so he used to write Yari Yari Yadin Yadin. Where did he get that from? Yari Yari Yadin Yadin. He got it from the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. The Gemara, it was the first word was a question, the second word is an answer. Rav Chiya presented Rav in the front of Rav Yehuda Anasi for ordination. So he said, what do you say, Chief Rabbi, Rav Yehuda Anasi? Yore? Should we give him permission to pass him? So Rav Yehuda Anasi answers, Yore, yes, I approve. Then the question was, Yodin? Should we give him smicha dina mamas? He says, the answer is, Yodin. So why do we write Yore, Yore, Yodin, Yodin? It poses, it's not what it says in the Gemara. The first was a question, the second one was an answer. And if anything, it's like the Rama said there in Evanez, that if you say the same thing twice, it sounds like no. Yore, Yore, Yodin, Yodin, maybe sounds like no. He should not pass him, he should not. He doesn't have smicha, doesn't have smicha. So that's why the Torah Tmima writes in his autobiography a suggestion that you should write Yore V'Yore, Yadin V'Yadin, with a Vav. Like over here, that if you say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Amen, you say Amen V'Amen, that's okay. So that's what some Europeans used to write in the smicha. Used to write Yore V'Yore, Yadin V'Yadin, used to add a Vav. My father has such a smicha that he got from a European Rav. So the Rav wrote Yore V'Yore, Yadin V'Yadin, with a Vav. Because it is, he must have read this autobiography of the Torah Tmima.
Somebody
who's
not familiar with the Torah,
those who are makbim never to answer Ramein, so for sure you shouldn't say Kiel Melech Nehman. That's a bigger problem than answering Amen.
Well, only if you say Amen between the bracha should you be saying Kiel Melech Nehman B'Yechidus.
Yeah, okay. Then there's a question whether you say Kiel Melech Nehman B'Yechidus. Maybe you shouldn't even do that. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that if one is davening b'yichidus, he should have in mind by the 15 vavs after emes v'yatzi v'nochem v'kayim v'yosher, somehow that solves your problem, that substitutes for the three words. How does that substitute? So there's a whole literature here in the Mechaber and the Ramo, how the 15 vavs substitutes for the three missing words. That's the recommendation, to say Amen V'Amen. You should say Amen V'Amen. Yeah. I left out, there's an important mistake. There's a misprint in the Mishnah Berurah here. It's very Nogei L'Halacha. Here on page 188, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tes. That the minhag is that the chazan says out loud Hashem Elokecha Memes. What if the minhag amakim is that the chazan doesn't say out loud Hashem Elokecha Memes? There are some communities where they don't have the minhag. Chazan just says Emes, and doesn't say Hashem Elokecha Memes. So the way it's printed here, the Mishnah Berurah says Moichem Biyodon. You have to stop them. You have to tell them that they're doing wrong. You have to stop them. So the Stipler's son writes in the Shaina Havachas that that's a misprint. He says he's quoting for the Magen Avraham. He says Faket. Says they ain't Moichem Biyodon. What? Oh, they have it corrected. Oh, okay. I was told that Rav Moshe Feinstein once davened in the mountains with a Yekish Minyan, and they only said MS. So he showed him the Mishnah Berurah. He said they should have to say Hashem Elokecha Memes. He told them they have to change the minyan, as it says in the mistake in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Stakel of some points out that it's a mystery. Yeah. But the Chazal say on two different things, yeah. Amen Alola, Amen Alashua, Amen Yizeh, Amen Yishacha. But still, she only says Amen, Amen. I don't know. I guess she, by a Shvua, the Gemara says when you give a Shvua, you administer a Shvua al Daz Bezin. So the Stana Anios Amen is also al Daz Bezin. You tell her, we have in mind what we said. So when she says Amen, Amen, it's, she can't say she had in mind Taker. Shulchan Aruch says when you pronounce the Zayin, you have to be careful to pronounce it properly. You shouldn't swallow up letters. Okay. Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue a little Mishnah Berurah because the Tchina is next Wednesday. We're supposed to cover through Ayin Hey. What? Parsha. Okay. We'll see what's going to be.